Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
All right, settle down. Good morning, everyone.
I know it's Tuesday, but it feels like Monday.
I am just sick to my stomach this morning.
Are you tired of being a hamster on a wheel to nowhere?
If I didn't get like 12 hours of sleep, I felt like I got like none at all.
Could you repeat that last part?
It's showtime. Oh, and good morning.
Hey, pool boy, how are you? Welcome to the show, everybody. Dex and Steve-O, live on a Tuesday.
We are.
Is it Tuesday or is it Monday?
It feels like Monday, but I get so excited realizing that it's Tuesday and we only have 4 days.
Yeah, right?
I mean, come on.
It's going to be a short work day, or work week, excuse me.
Forever. I'll take a short work day if you want. I mean, you know.
Hey, we could go now. We could go to breakfast.
Breakfast sounds so good.
Go to the Waffle House.
Oh.
Get some waffles.
But it's not 2:30 in the morning and I...
Oh, yeah. That's
never true. Mind.
Oh, man.
Peace out, cool beans.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody.
See, that's called discernment.
Yeah.
When you actually can stop your tongue from saying things that you'll, well, maybe not regret, but...
Yeah. Hopefully you guys had a great Memorial Day weekend.
Heck yeah.
Big shout out to those who have sacrificed themselves for us, for our freedom. They made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
Serving our country. A lot of people enjoyed barbecues and just hanging out with family and remembering that we are Americans and we're proud of it. Tell you what.
To honor America yesterday, I got a sunburn on my back with lines like the good old glory flag.
You had the kids put on the sunscreen?
Yeah, Brody put on my sunscreen. Because
he's four.
Chrissy's out of town.
What do you expect?
He wanted to help.
Oh.
And so I was like, dude, I'm not feeling so hot.
Here, Dad, let me help.
That's my back right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, ooh. I'm lobster red. In certain areas, and then it's like these lines where he sprayed it correctly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that wasn't
4 year old help.
Good job. Good job with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your weekend, Starmy? Did you guys binge watch any new shows? I mean, it's a 3 day weekend, and I'm trying to think. Bloodline is one of my favorite shows on Netflix.
I guess I need to watch this
because
everybody's talking about it.
Well, it's a lot like Breaking Bad a little bit. It's a crime drama.
Okay.
And it's pretty intense, and the third season just kicked off. Third and final season.
Okay.
So I finished I'm done with the third season.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like it just got going and you already finished it?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 episodes. It's a long weekend, man.
You should have done something like that. I ended up I had, you know, Jack and Brody. Chrissy was out of town with Luke for a baseball tournament. And so we would let the toddler fall asleep, and then we'd be like, we're going to stay up late and watch scary movies.
Oh, we did that too?
Yeah. So we did that. But I'll tell you what, man. He was really interested in, like, sci-fi because he took a sci-fi course at school. And so he'd seen Alien. Alien! Terrifying movie.
So Brody, Brody, right?
Yeah, Brody. Four years old. Oh. Yes. No. So I was thinking, we'll try Prometheus. And I hadn't seen that since, like, the movie theater.
Yeah.
That movie's kind of boring.
I'm trying to remember that one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it was all right. He loved it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, you're 13, so.
Yeah.
No. So I was like, you know what? We're going classics. We're going to watch Aliens. And then I handed myself the Father of the Year award for terrible fatherness, because it was like, oh man, I haven't seen this one in years either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little salty on the old language, and that guy just got ripped in half. So
yeah, yeah. Well, don't feel bad. I allowed my sons to watch Switch.
That's a great movie.
Well, it is. Landon couldn't sleep in his own bed because that's pretty much the very first scary movie he's ever watched.
Oh, no.
I had no idea. Yeah. He loved every minute of it, though. He was like, I love scary movies. I can't sleep, but I love them, Dad. Like, oh, my gosh, I'm a terrible father. What is wrong with me?
Oh, man. Yeah, didn't do that. Didn't let Jack watch Split.
What did I call it? Switch? I called it Switch. Split.
Oh, I knew what you meant, though. That's hilarious. Remember the Starmie said, all I did all weekend was play Injustice 2. Yeah, I got a level 20 swamp thing that, it's real.
Yeah. I also started, this show's been on for a little while. I don't know what season, maybe they're going into the season 4. Last Ship on TNT.
Oh, yeah.
You watch that?
I haven't, but McSteamy's on.
McSteamy's on. Yeah. And I started watching that, so I'm excited. And guess what drops today, which is out right now. I almost feel like we should just be sick and go home. House of Cards, new season.
I've never seen a single episode.
You want to know what it's like in Washington? You watch that. It's a great documentary. Man, it's not really a documentary, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. It was a solid weekend, though.
Yeah, solid weekend. I watched Kong, too. I took took Landon to see Kong.
Oh, it's at the Dollar Theater, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and he fell asleep.
Oh.
During Kong.
Is it
during
boring?
A movie where you think that it's...
Right.
It was loud, and there was some good
maybe it was
action.
Soothing.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but he hated it, and so did I.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Maybe it's, you know, dads and their boys, but this weekend, I napped quite a bit.
Yeah, I didn't really.
We went hard, man.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to Isotopes game, which was Harry Potter night. So, good times all around.
They have butterbeer there?
They did not.
Mm.
That would have been good.
They probably they had, like, can't get that.
They had like trivia. Why not?
Wow. I mean, the rights, I'm sure it's probably
tough, you know what? They might not because it's a Pepsi stadium.
Mm.
And I didn't realize that until this year.
Yeah.
But like, Orbit was wearing wizarding robes and all of the organ music was like Harry Potter music.
Cool.
So it was fun. There was like trivia and the Sorting Hat was there. Boys loved it. They had a lot of fun. So
good.
Yeah, dude, it was good times.
Yeah. 3-day weekend, man. That's the way we need to change the way we do things here in America. It should always be a 3-day weekend.
Yeah. Dude, I remember the Starmy said, I did a multitude of house projects. I feel like a champion. I hear that.
I did too.
Chrissy was out of town and it was like, all right, guys, here's what we're accomplishing this weekend. Yeah, we did a few of those as well. And you really do. Afterwards, it was like, man, that was, my body hurts, but it feels so good.
Yeah, I worked on the backyard a little bit, cut some of the rose bushes down.
Yeah.
And we picked cherries. Oh, it was great.
Remember, the Starmy wants to know if we're going to watch Wonder Woman.
Yes, we are.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Yes, we are.
Here's the thing. There is a press screening of Wonder Woman tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight, guys. And Dex is going to be so stoked.
Heck yeah, man.
Because Luke has a first-round playoff baseball game tonight at the same time.
You're not
so
coming?
I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I can go.
Seriously?
It's
Wonder Woman,
Yeah. Do you think I don't know that?
How many Luke's baseball team, games?
Luke's team is the number one seed.
You can't miss one.
The home team is responsible for the bookkeeping. And guess who his team's official scorekeeper is? This guy.
Okay.
I have to keep the book.
Can I, like, borrow your ID so I can get like one of my kids in or something?
I told Chrissy she should go.
Oh, there you go.
She wants to see more than I do.
There you go. Chrissy, let's do this.
Yeah,
Come on, let's do it. Wonder Woman tonight.
Boom!
I'll have the full review tomorrow morning.
Gosh.
So excited. This is the movie I've been excited for.
I know.
It's going to be good.
It's because it looks so good. Yeah. So yes, press screening tonight. We'll have all the goods on Wonder Woman. We'll figure it out.
Nah.
Whatever. May have to just go. Somebody else hung new curtains. Well done.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, that's hilarious. Then I was going to do laundry and just left it in a giant, gigantic pile on my floor. Now I have to skirt around it. Yeah. I did lots of laundry this weekend. It was weird.
Mm.
It was just like dad life, you know?
Dad life.
Like, so this is what it'd be like. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a lot of work.
Shout out to the wives and the moms out there.
You guys do
great work out there. Great work.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do we have on the show today? So you remember it was a few weeks ago, Some middle school teachers in Georgia lost their jobs after they gave out some end of the year awards yes. to students.
Oh, yeah. Like most likely to not pay attention because.
Yep.
Yeah.
Girl had ADHD.
Girl had ADHD.
It's terrible. Well.
Oh, no.
Here's your headline. A teacher gives students awards for most likely to become a terrorist.
Oh, my gosh.
And most likely to blend in with white people. Yeah. This is a different city, different teachers.
Are they fired?
We'll find out. Holy cow.
Wow.
Whew.
What I gotta know the city. Like I don't understand how is this possible?
This happened in Texas. Houston, Texas, everybody.
Mm. Good old Houston.
We'll talk about it coming up on the show.
Okay.
Also, do fathers treat daughters better than sons?
Hmm.
I saw this article this morning, and I had to read it because I have two sons and I have a daughter. And
don't call me daughter.
When I read the headline, I immediately said in my head, "Oh yeah, yeah, of course."
I think it's different though. Treat them differently.
Well, yeah.
Because you still have rad things like you went and saw Kong with Lando. You didn't take Jaden to Kong.
Yeah, but I would have taken her if she wanted to go. I asked her. She didn't want to go.
Yeah.
But it's just, we'll talk about that. Do fathers treat daughters better than sons? And I don't know. I want to talk about that word better. Better. Mm.
I think it's different. Maybe not better.
Yeah.
Different.
I don't know if that's a good word to use. But maybe I'm not doing it right, you know? Because My boys, they always call me out and say, "You treat her differently than us, Dad."
Yeah, but that's also, my boys do the same thing with Brody. "What's not fair? You totally, Brody's so spoiled." I'm like, he's 4 years old. He doesn't even wipe his own butt, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I do treat him different. You're 13. Get a job.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's funny though, because Landon's my youngest. He's almost 12, and my oldest is almost 16, and he still gets mad at me because I treat him differently. But I'm like, well, come on. There's a big age gap there, all right?
Yeah. Yep.
He actually likes me and wants to hang out with me.
Makes all the difference.
In the world. Yeah. Maybe if he wanted to hang out with me, talk to me.
Speaking of hanging out, I remember the Starmie hung out all weekend for their 3-day weekend. At the vet because their dog ate part of her bed, and so they spent 2 days there trying to make her throw it up.
Oh.
So that's a different 3-day weekend than nice. Some had. Oh, look at this. Remember the Starmie got productive.
Whoa.
Cut, weather treated, and installed panels in their new gate this weekend,
that's
along with
beautiful.
Hiking the sequoias and garden trimming. Dude,
that
I feel
gate
that.
Looks great.
Yeah, it does. Looks like He-Man gate.
Good job. Like it totally does.
Looks like something out of Castle Grayskull.
It totally does.
And now I want one.
Watch, they're like, oh, man, it does.
I know, right?
They're so bummed right now.
No, it's awesome. I
think
want
it.
It's
great. But it's probably a lady that's probably like, look at what I did. And it's like, no,
I just ruined
He-Man-ish.
It. It's very, very He-Man-ish.
What else? A guy's busted for doing 88 miles per hour in his DeLorean?
Oh, no way. Dude, the flux capacitor obviously malfunctioned.
Yeah.
He should have been back in time.
We'll also talk about the countries that have the best food on Earth.
Mm.
And a good Samaritan buys a plane ticket for a soldier.
Oh, I love good stories like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to play Lee Greenwood the whole time in the background?
Oof, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Love that.
Mm.
505-585-LIVE if you want to text into the show. Or you can call us 338-3700 if you would like to say hello, contribute to the show. You need anything.
Facebook Live as well. A few people have chimed in just to say good morning.
Good morning, Facebook Live.
Good morning, Ellie. Good morning, Abigail.
Welcome,
and
Jay
Marie. She says, missed you guys yesterday. Short work week means 5 days of work in 4 days.
Mm.
But still enjoyed my day off.
Good. Good morning. We are on Facebook Live, so if you live on Facebook, go to Star88FM, go like us, and you can watch us, listen to the show right there. Leave a comment. And share, please, you Facebook Live people, if you could share Just hit that share button. Appreciate it.
By the way, I was a lady that posted that gate photo.
Knew it.
She said, I think it needs dragons, my husband. Not so much. I'm down with the dragons. Then it looked like old Lego style.
Yeah.
Oh.
Beautiful job.
I need that gate, man.
Beautiful job.
Yeah, it looks rad.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll check traffic and we'll do headlines when we come back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Tiger Woods arrested for driving under the influence.
Japan's Takuma Sato passed to Elio Castroneves with five laps remaining and won this year's Indy 500 by 0.2 seconds.
The 101st Indianapolis 500 is won by Takuma Sato.
Sato's the first Japanese driver to win the Indy 500 on ABC. On the NASCAR track, Austin Dillon won the longest race of the year, the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte, his first NASCAR Cup race victory.
Austin Dillon wins at Charlotte.
President Trump has been briefed about North Korea's latest missile launch.
Eight people killed in a Mississippi shooting rampage over the weekend.
59-year-old German Bernhard Langer wins the senior PGA championship.
Greg Allman, the iconic keyboardist and lead singer of the Allman Brothers Band, has died.
Green Bay, Wisconsin gets the top spot as the drunkest city in America.
An Alaska volcano that has been active for nearly 6 months has erupted again.
Computer problem grounded hundreds of British Airways flights out of London over the weekend. The airline getting back to normal.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales sales into the top spot at the holiday weekend box office.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hello.
Quality Tam Tuesday at 9. It is 6:31.
High today of 83 degrees. Well, I don't have time to take a look at the roads because I'm busy looking at the Vans Warped Tour lineup. So far,
talk to me.
So far, I'm not happy because what? It looks like bands I want to see are not even playing Albuquerque.
What?
So, I mean, come on. Goldfinger. Mike Herrera of MXPX currently playing bass with Goldfinger.
No way!
Yeah.
Vans Warped Tour!
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the Plain White Tees are going to be playing not here.
Though. Oh.
Vans Warped Tour!
Yeah. So, the Ataris. Oh, they're playing Albuquerque! Okay, cool. One band.
Man, some of those bands are so old. They're like us.
Oh.
They've been doing it since I was a wee lad.
Yeah. Roads look good. Yeah.
All right, good.
Traffic!
Thanks.
Beautiful. Big show today. 505-585-LIVE. If you want to text in, we're on Facebook Live. Go to Star 88FM. You can listen and watch the show. Coming up a little after 7, we'll introduce you to The Price is Right Kid. Ryan Bells. He broke the show's all-time Plinko record, and it was awesome.
What's Plinko?
What did you just say?
I haven't watched since Grandma passed away.
Well, Plinko was still the most popular game.
I don't know,
back
man.
Then.
I don't know. That game's got nothing on the little yodeler guy.
Oh, I love that one. What is that one called? The
I don't remember. And then just yodels.
Yeah.
And as it's going up, and you're like, wait.
That was a good game.
So you don't want him to fall off the cliff, man. If he falls off the cliff, you don't get the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That is very true. All right, let's jump into some headlines.
Okay. Well, yesterday was Memorial Day, and nothing says Memorial Day than watching 19 hours of baseball, which is exactly what I did.
Well.
I know. Or a baseball family, though. All my kids, you know, rocking it. Like I said, tonight, Luke, first game of the playoffs for Little League, which is exciting. And speaking of Little League, Bryce Harper, who is one of my son's like favorite, he loves Bryce Harper.
Really?
Yeah, huge fan. That dude is a star. He plays for the Washington Nationals, and over the weekend he had a chance to talk to a group of Little Leaguers and had a pretty strong message for them. Participation trophies? Don't count.
As much as they might tell you, oh, it's okay, you guys lost it. No, Johnny. No participation trophies, okay? First place only. All right?
That's right. Come on. Tell him, Bryce.
Dude, he went off, actually.
Tell him.
On participation trophies and the idea of taking away competitiveness and wanting to win, and I loved everything about it. He meant it as a motivational message for older kids, and amazingly, they seem to accept it coming from him, even though, you know, he says he's a loser in his own book because, you know, he hasn't won. He hasn't won first place yet.
You loser.
Nationals haven't done it. He hasn't won the World Series in his 5 years in the league. In fact, they haven't even made it out of the first round of the playoffs. So, yeah.
But losers.
Bryce Harper has put up some amazing stats, though, accepted some trophies for stuff like, you know, National League MVP, Hank Aaron Award, Rookie of the Year. So I'm just saying he's worked really, really hard.
It's the real deal, right?
Speaking of working hard, he also posted up a pretty impressive stat yesterday playing against the San Francisco Giants. I'm pretty sure he had more punches landed than the pitcher Strickland. Here's what happened. He was drilled by a 98-mile-per-hour fastball in the hip yesterday, and it very much so seemed intentional. Very much so. The placement of it, everything, the situation, the game, everything. So, what did he do? Well, he charged the mound, and punches were actually thrown.
Harper is 0-for-3. Look out, he gets hit. And Strickland, and now Harper's going to go out. He throws his helmet to the ground, and they start throwing punches. There's a right to the jaw, left to the jaw from Strickland, and both benches empty, and now there's a big pile out there.
Big pile.
There's been some bad blood between the two of them.
That's Jim Miller, don't you be
going back
him.
To the 2014 Division Series.
Did he try to throw
his
helmet at him, and he just like completely missed? Like,
kind of. Like that's what it depends
slip,
on
maybe?
Who you talk to.
Oh, it slipped. I think he meant to throw his helmet at the pitcher, but it slipped.
Honestly, I'm really thankful that he did not hit him with the helmet.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that could have done some damage. Although the commentators on ESPN were saying, because I was watching this game live with the boys. It was crazy, dude. But notice Buster Posey, you know, the catcher, just standing out there. And now, after punches are landed, he's like, all right, I'll go out there. He's the captain of the team, and he just stood there waiting. He's like, come on, catcher, you got to stop him. But, yeah, both were ejected, and I'm sure...
Why was the pitcher ejected?
What?
It wasn't his fault.
He intentionally threw
you
it.
You get
him.
Ejected for that?
I mean, yes. Absolutely.
I thought that happened all the time. How can you prove that it was an intent?
It's at the umpire's discretion.
Really?
Yeah. If it seems that if there's bad blood, these two have a history, Strickland and Bryce Harper. They actually have a history. And so, yep.
See, this is what I'm talking about, guys. You want ratings to spike? This is what needs to happen in baseball.
Yeah.
We need some drama. We need fights. It needs to be like hockey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They can just.
Dude, they got some. Punch like Bryce
each other.
Harper got a couple solid shots in.
What's up with this guy? Why are they dragging that guy? Who's that
that's
guy?
Strickland. That's
Strickland?
The pitcher.
Oh, that's the pitcher. Why is he struck?
It
why
took
are they
doing three
that?
People to pull him off the field because he wanted to keep. Punching, you know?
Well, they already dragged the other guy off.
I know. Bryce Harper, after the game, said, you either go to first base or you go after him, and I decided I'm going after him. It was the first time that the two had met up since Bryce Harper hit two home runs off of Strickland. The last time they played each other was in the 2014 National League Division Series between the Nats and the Giants, and Bryce Harper crushed two home runs off of him. And Bryce Harper actually said despite the fact that he lit him up last time, he didn't step into the at-bat thinking he was going to hit him. He said, not in that situation, especially it's been 3 years and they won the World Series that year. But when somebody comes at you, throws a 90-mile-per-hour fastball where he hit me, I wasn't very happy with it, took it in my hands, and I went after him. Even the Giants manager... Strickland's manager said that him hitting Harper looked bad. Harper gets hit. You're looking at a guy who's given up some serious home runs against him. And he'll tell you he was trying to come in. Didn't want to make a mistake there, but it looks bad. So you had two guys who probably don't care much for each other. He said he was trying to pitch inside and that once Harper charged the mound, it was go time. But he said he was not trying to intentionally hit Bryce Harper.
I'm sorry. Are you still talking about baseball? Are you still talking about baseball?
Come on, man. Strickland throws a pitch. He crushes a home run. Strickland throws a pitch. He crushes a home run. And the next time he pitches to him, he hits him with a 98-mile-hour fastball. You don't think that was intentional?
Well,
I'm just saying.
I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with him getting ejected, though.
Oh, dude, they had to.
No way, man. Somebody beans you with a fastball. The guy deserves to get punched in the face.
Okay.
Seriously. How fast was that pitch? How fast?
Like 98 miles an hour.
98 miles an hour. You get beaned by a 98 mile an hour fastball and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Not fair.
Well, it's funny. It's kind of comical because Bryce Harper just talked to Little Leaguers about how participation trophies don't count and you want to win first place. Strickland, the dude that hit him, right? He got lit up in the playoffs against Bryce Harper, but his team, they ended up getting out of that and going on and winning the World Series.
Hmm.
So they don't have the participation trophy. Like, he should be stoked. And instead, you know, 3 years later, he's plunking him. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you haven't seen the video yet, you guys should watch it because it's pretty exciting.
Right. It was crazy, man.
I mean, they actually got a couple good punches and both of them did. Like, good punches to the face.
Right. As UFC fans, both of us watched that and went, yeah, man. Yeah. That was good.
And they took that punch, man. They took it.
Yeah.
Those guys are the real deal. They're tough.
What's funny is, you know, as I mentioned, Bryce Harper gets hit. He rushes the mound, but it seemed like the infield, like everybody else was just kind of watching it happen. So, I don't know, man.
It looks like a couple other people, they were kind of getting into it too, but
well, Buster Posey, actually the catcher who probably could have stopped the batter, said there were some big guys tumbling around out there, and he just came off the disabled list for a concussion among other things because he's older. He said it was a little dangerous to get in there sometimes, so he chose to stay back.
Yeah,
gosh,
dude, the dog pile is so funny. They just dog pile him.
Yeah, trying to hold him down.
That's the worst, though. You ever been dogpiled, man?
I mean,
especially if you're claustrophobic, it's the worst.
Did you watch any hockey last night? I mean, game one of the Stanley Cup.
Get out of here.
We're talking sports. I mean,
anything good happen there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, they won 5-3. I turned it off when it was 3-0 at the end of the first period.
How many periods? Yeah.
Three. And Pittsburgh was already up 3-0. I was like, I don't care this much. I like the Preds, but they're not my team. So,
yeah.
A lot of sad friends out there. Teo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pool boy.
I love baseball, man. Good for Bryce.
Yeah.
I'm on his side, man. And baseball players are some big boys, dude.
Yeah, those guys are small. They tussle.
No, they're big boys. From 6'2 to 6'6, they're some big guys.
Yeah.
One time I ordered something at Jack in the Box, and I had to go rush the kitchen because they got my order wrong. You know, so I threw the sausage croissant right at their face, and
let's get out of here, man. No, why not?
A baseball, okay, if you're a professional pitcher, you know where the heck you're throwing the ball. And you can always tell when a ball gets away from a pitcher or when the pitcher is deliberately throwing it at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what if you're crowding the plate? Come on.
Dex, you talk so much junk about baseball, you have no idea, bro. Like, you don't even, dude, you have basketball, and you throw a basketball at somebody's head, then you're probably in the conversation. But baseball, Steve-O.
Okay, throwing a basketball at someone's face is a lot different than throwing a 98-mile-an-hour baseball at somebody.
I think I'd rather get hit with a baseball than a basketball in the face.
It does hurt really bad. Yeah.
But like I'm saying, Steve-O, the pitcher, he knew what he was doing, bro.
He did.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, so... Good for Bryce. You don't take that, man.
You don't.
And you better teach your kids to rush the mound too, man. I love you guys. I gotta go,
love
man.
Me too.
Gosh.
No, you do not.
Good luck!
You do not teach that.
No.
Because he could have just taken it and gone to first base. Right. The runner ended up scoring, so it cost his team. You know, this pitcher with the grudge, he ended up costing his team because that batter came all the way around and scored, so they went up 3-0. They ended up winning 3-0.
But this is good for baseball, man.
Why?
Because it's got me interested.
Go watch hockey.
No.
They hit each other all the time.
Mm-mm. No, not the same.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Oh, man. Okay, we can move on. Yeah, we were talking about the fact that you're, you know, going to go see Wonder Woman tonight. I'm going to try really hard. I've got baseball. Here's something that's causing some, like, frustrations. Is this acceptable? The Alamo Drafthouse in Austin, Texas, announced a women-only screening of Wonder Woman.
What's wrong with that?
Like, dudes can't go into the movie theater. And like, it's got some angry.
Huh. It's like girls' night.
You know? Okay.
When they'd have girls' night.
But I mean,
why do the ladies just get the hookup? You know, why can't the guys get the hookup?
Well, because it's ladies' night. Well, yeah. You're right, though. Are so we going to ruin ladies' night for everyone now?
It's the movies. It's ladies' night.
This is just different because it's a women-only screening of Wonder Woman. So I guess if it's ladies' night, usually that just means there's like specials for the ladies, but sure. Dudes can still go. This is for women only. Obviously, it didn't take long for a bunch of dudes to show up in the comment section crying about the sheer injustice of it all. Not kidding. Somebody straight up said, I hope someone sues. This is discrimination based on sex.
Was there somebody named Caleb Toth in there?
Okay.
Because I feel like this would be something my son would want to fight over.
Yeah, I don't know. Drafthouse doesn't seem to be bothered by the blowback. In fact, they seem to be enjoying it. Somebody said, imagine the firestorm if there was an all-male-only showing of anything or a private showing for a specific race or sexual orientation. And the Alamo Drafthouse, yeah. They're like commenting back, being snarky and the things I can't even I was going to read it, and I'm like, I can't read that. Yeah.
Honest, do you think that they're just... Do you think they really are upset? I mean, I'm sure there are some guys that are upset over that, but
yeah.
Do you think most of them are just playing it off like they're upset? Because who cares? Why can't they have a ladies' night?
I don't know. Yeah, a dude said, have you ever hosted a men's only showing for any film?
Oh my gosh.
And Alamo Drafthouse Austin said, we've never done showings where you had to be a man to get in, but we did show the Entourage movie a few years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to be watching Wonder Woman tonight. I'll have a full review for you guys tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Steve-o.
I mean,
ugh. It's going to be fun, guys. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Wonder Woman only screening actually is turning out to be such a success that the Drafthouse is teasing the possibility of hosting similar events in the future. Because somebody said, will there be a male-only screening for Thor Ragnarok or a special screening of It? That's only for those who identify as clowns.
Wow.
And the Drafthouse said, we might actually have to steal the clown idea. That's hilarious. I disagree with this. Other people are saying, good luck with that. The theater won't even be filled by a quarter. What a stupid gimmick. The women-only Wonder Woman screening is actually completely sold out. So much so that they had to add a second screening, which of, by the way, also sold out.
Wow.
So, I don't know, man. Is that... I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care
either.
I can
still go see it another time, but is it a big deal that a movie theater's doing a women's only screening for Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I take everything back about, you know, are guys really upset? Yeah, they are, because my son, like I said, my son is almost 16, and he is always arguing with me over stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because he feels like... Why do women, you know, they want equal rights, but here they are, you know, I could totally see them like freaking out over this situation. Like, that's not okay that they have an all woman's night.
Right. Like, just women.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Because somebody on the live line said, this is different than ladies' night because ladies' night is to get a bunch of girls to a bar so that a bunch of guys will also go to the bar.
Right. I know the reason behind it, but it's still that if you're a guy and you're one of these guys that gets upset over this,
yeah,
you should be upset over that as well. It's like, well, why do girls, why are they so special that, you know, you think that, you know, just a bunch of guys are going to come? Why can't you do the same thing for guys so then girls will come?
Never mind the fact that Wonder Woman has been a comic book for 76 years and it took that long to get her on the screen.
Yeah. Dude.
Can we do an all-women's Expendables? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That, you know,
I'm
what? I'd
kidding.
Be okay with that.
They should do a male-only Expendables showing because I think only dude saw that movie. I actually didn't even see that movie.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, shout out to Brandon chiming in on Facebook Live from Sydney, Australia.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
G'day, mate.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't take long. I was waiting.
I was like, I didn't even try to do the accent.
You're either going to do an accent or, yeah.
G'day, mate. See, I'm not going to try to do the accent. I'm just going to talk your language, man.
All right. Remember the Stormy says, I don't have a problem with the movie. It's probably a good marketing idea, but in a strict sense, yeah, it's discriminatory.
Is that Caleb?
Okay.
Is that my son?
No. No. Speaking of nerd stuff, this is kind of crazy. I never watched the old school show, so I apologize. But Jason David Frank, he was the Green Power Ranger in the old school original Power Rangers, was totally the target of a murder plot this weekend. Some guy at Phoenix Comic Con showed up with a really solid plan to try and take out the Green Power Ranger permanently.
Why?
I don't know. He was arrested at Phoenix Comic Con after allegedly planning to kill Jason David Frank, who played the Green Power Ranger Tommy in the original Power Rangers in the 90s. The actor, who the suspect never even approached, told reporters he wasn't affected in any manner by the incident and is praying for the suspect. He's a believer, actually. Jason David Frank. Yeah, he goes around. He does like cool events for like youth groups and whatever.
Cool.
Like, I'm the Green Power Ranger. Yeah. Matthew Enrique Nava Sterling, 29 years old, arrested Thursday at Phoenix Comic Con for allegedly planning to kill Jason David Frank.
Wow.
At the event. They detained him on the second floor of the Phoenix Convention Center after a struggle. They found him carrying 3 handguns, a shotgun, knives, throwing stars, pepper spray, and ammunition, and was also wearing body under his clothes.
Oh my gosh.
They said that the court record stated that he had a calendar reminder set on his smartphone, and his reminder was, kill JDF.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Huh.
Who sets a reminder on your phone? Okay.
You know, there's a reason why I don't leave the house, you guys.
It's like, Siri, please set a reminder on my phone. I'm going to try and murder an idol in my life.
Jeez.
Do you think that, that'd be an invasion of privacy or something.
How old was that guy?
If you're planning a murder and you actually put it in your phone, can the government see that? I just feel like that's a really dumb plan. Like, it's in the cloud. It's everywhere. He's 29 years old, which is weird to me because I'm like, Power Rangers, that was like in the 90s. So he was like born when it came out.
Huh. What did the green one do to you, buddy?
Right. What did the Green Ranger ever do?
Maybe he just doesn't like green. That's terrible, man.
Yeah.
Obviously, probably lived by himself because, you know, mom, she's... I mean, you would think with all that ammunition, like, he had a lot of weapons, right? He was ready to go.
It's so weird. I don't know. Anyways, moving on. Is this all? Am I just doing?
Well,
oh, that was because it was.
Yeah, okay, I was wondering.
My bad.
Like,
my bad.
I mean, you have categories.
Just going to keep going down.
No,
going to go down.
Go.
Speaking of nerdy stuff, I'm really, 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 really sad I didn't go see this over the weekend. However, Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes, thank you, sir. That's what it's called. Dead Men Tell No Tales. It won the Memorial Day box office with $77 million, which is probably not that great.
I was going to say.
Actually.
Is that not?
Disney was hoping for a lot more, but Pirates made more than $200 million overseas, so it's actually already surpassed its $230 million budget.
Hmm.
Still, it's the worst opening weekend for a Pirates movie since the very first one that made $46
million in
2003.
$46 million? That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's even worse if you only count its Friday to Sunday take of $62 million.
Hmm.
Here's one sad thing for you, my friend, because I know how much you love The Rock. Man, you love
him. Oh, talk to me?
And Zac Efron. In fact, more so. An onslaught of negative reviews totally hurt Baywatch because it opened with $23 million.
Yeah, I was reading the comments on Facebook for Baywatch. Almost everybody was very disappointed in the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
The Rock's defending it. Like, no, I love this movie.
That was probably the only great thing about it.
The Fate of the Furious fell out of the top 10 finally, but it just crossed $1 billion overseas. Wow. So,
I still haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, no.
I almost went and watched King Arthur last night. I was so close. So close. I might do it today. I have to watch it in theaters before it leaves.
Yeah.
Everybody said it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody. Huh. I've never read one bad comment about that movie.
Okay. By the way, Beauty and the Beast crossed the $500 million threshold here in America, which is pretty impressive. Yeah. So yeah, Pirates was number one at $77 million. Guardians stuck close at number two, beating out Baywatch. Then you got Alien Covenant and so on. King Arthur still in the top 10, but it's only up to $34 million in its third week, and that's like a $250 million film. Man, moving on. Speaking of disappointments, Tiger Woods was arrested for DUI yesterday at 3 a.m. in Florida. TMZ claims a police officer smelled alcohol in his breath, but Tiger is saying no. He refused to take a breathalyzer test. According to the officer, he was acting arrogant. He has since released a statement saying he's blaming the whole thing on a prescription medication. He said, quote, "I understand the severity of what I did, and I take full responsibilities for my action. Alcohol was not involved. What happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. I didn't realize the mix of medications affected me so strongly. I'd like to apologize with all my heart. I expect more from myself, too. I'll do everything in my power to ensure this never happens again." But it has.
He looks completely fine in his mugshot.
Stop it right now.
I don't know why people are freaking out.
Stop
over it
right now. He looks.
He looks awful.
Yeah, he does. His eyes are glazed, man. But, I mean, sadly, recently we just had to announce the tragic death of Chris Cornell, and, you know.
Yeah.
It just seems like.
But if you're not drinking, why would you not do a breathalyzer? If you're not drinking.
Well, maybe he's loopy. Maybe he's like weird on the drug. And he's like, no, I didn't do anything.
Wow. No. That's,
you know what I mean?
No.
Arrogant and rude. And I'm Tiger. Tiger Woods, y'all.
Yeah.
Me. You play my video game. Tiger, you haven't had a video game in like 5 years. Ugh. Shut up. Tiger!
Is he still a pretty good golfer?
I'm Tiger! I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Sadly, this isn't his first DUI. Back in 2009, he crashed into a tree while driving under the influence of Ambien, which is what he said. Yeah.
He's got to be so careful with that medication. You have to be so careful.
Yeah. Speaking of being careful, always pick your girlfriends well, because Tiger Woods' girlfriend, Kristen Smith, found out about the arrest while she was shopping at Neiman Marcus in Dallas. Someone called her, and according to several eyewitnesses, she went nuts. She started crying, kept saying, quote, "I knew it, I knew it," then spent over $5,000 worth of merchandise and left. I'm not joking.
She spent $5,000. She freaked out and then
spent
$5,000.
She freaked out and she immediately was just like, you know, when you're in a bad mood or a sad mood or something, you just want to, like, shop.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. All right. We got to take a break. 585 Live. If you want to text in, we're on Facebook Live right now. Go over to Star 88 FM. Go and share the Facebook Live if you get a chance. But when we come back, we'll tell you all about the Price is Right kid. I guess he broke a record. A Plinko record.
Ooh.
We'll tell you about it when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Brennan and Hawthorne. Right? Did I say that right? Did I get that right? I think I got that right.
Yeah, man.
Start it. Good morning, Dex and Steve-O. 7:10.
High today of 83 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads. Normal construction happening. Looks like that's about it right now, which is good. Central Avenue between University Boulevard and Yale. There's some construction down there. The left lane is closed. The right lane closed. Girard Boulevard at Central and Monte Vista in that area for some construction. There is an accident to report, unfortunately. Bridge at 4th Street. An accident happening there and slowing everything down in that general area. It also looks like I-40, if you're traveling eastbound, is a little backed up as you approach the Big I. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Last week on The Price is Right, a contestant named Ryan broke the show's all-time Plinko record, and he went ballistic. That's what I love about The Price is Right. When people
get chose to come down and play. They're flopping like fishes all the way down. They're dying when they're up on stage. They're just, ah! It's the greatest part about The Price is Right. And Plinko is, if you don't know what that is, that's where contestants drop those puck-like chips down a gigantic pinball-style board. And the chips end up in grooves at the bottom that are worth anywhere from $0 to $10,000. Well, Ryan hit the max. $10,000 with his first chip. On his next try, he got $1,000. And then chip number three hit the jackpot again, which was $10,000.
That's so crazy.
On his fourth try, he won $500. But then on his last try, he hit the $10,000 again. And that totaled $31,500. Call this number for me. This is Ryan right here, freaking out.
One chip at a time. Put him against the wall. Drop it. $10,000 right in the middle. Good luck, man. Five chips.
Here we go, guys.
Chip number one. $10,000 in the middle. $10,000 in the middle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. He flipped out. Ryan? Hello? Is this Ryan?
Yes, it is.
Ryan, welcome to the show. Dex and Steve.
Thank you. How are you?
Doing great, man. I was just telling everybody about your amazing trip to The Price is Right and how you broke amazing, the Plinko record.
Amazing doesn't even do it justice. It literally is a dream come true.
Steve-O had no idea. My co-host had no idea that you were going to be on the show right
I'm
now.
I'm serious.
I did not tell him.
I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, my God. We got Ryan. We got him. I had no idea, bro. So I'm like, wait, why am I calling this phone number? What are we doing now? We're telling a Price is Right story.
Oh, my gosh. So first, let's go back to the beginning where you got on the show. Like, have you always been a fan? Have you tried out before and you finally made it? Tell us about it.
Literally been a fan for life. Started watching with my grandparents when I was little. Watched on the days I was homesick from school or off. And then worked my Penn State schedule around it. And then I knew the first chance I had to go to California, I was going to a taping of The Price is Right. A good friend of mine from Penn State was headed out there for spring break with his brother and a friend and said, you want to come with? And I said, heck yeah, we're going out to California. And we went out and I was like, we're on the airplane. And he's like, so what are we going to do while we're out there? I said, I don't care what we do. I said, except we are going to a taping of The Price is Right.
That is amazing.
That's amazing.
We have a good friend, actually, who does he does music, and he's on our station, Stephen Christian from Amberlin. He was on The Price is Right as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was.
Awesome.
He won, didn't he?
No.
Oh, he didn't?
No. He got there and was so amped, and they popped it open, and it was a new car.
What did he play?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even remember. He had to, like, it was the numbers. He had to pick the numbers,
yeah.
And he was off by one number, and I was very sad.
Wait, is Ryan, is Plinko, is that your favorite game? Is that the game you wanted to play?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Plinko for a chance to win up to $50,000.
Man, I always get nervous when I watch those games, though, because Plinko's one where it's straight up like
99.9%
like,
luck.
Because when you're like placing them, I'm like, okay, that's a good placement. That's a good placement. But sometimes they hit a funny bounce, and then it's like in the middle, and then it just hops it's all like the all way luck. Over to the end. You're like, oh,
right,
cool.
Right.
$100, sweet man. But
my uncle was like, if he was there, he's like, I would have smacked you. He's like, you weren't paying attention. And the two that didn't land him the $10,000 spot, he's like, you split him just a little bit to the side. He's like, you could have won it all.
So funny.
So how did you, we didn't get to watch, how did the rest of the time there go when you spun the wheel and everything? Did you make
it? I got to spin the big wheel, literally put all 150 pounds of me behind it,
right.
Literally fell flat on my butt on the ground. There's some funny gifts out there on Twitter of that, let me tell you.
Okay.
I spun, got 85 cents, which is good on it, which would be great on a normal day.
Yeah.
Except the guy in front of me had 95.
Ah!
So on the second spin, I just missed tying him and went over, but let me tell you, it was still a dream come true.
So great, man. It was so rad to see your reaction, like high-fiving and hugging everybody and just...
High-fiving everybody.
Yeah.
And so right before I got up on stage, it was halfway through the show, and I was getting nervous. I'm like, I got to calm down. All of a sudden, I may or may not have, while I was in line,
been going on about how I have a crush on one of the models, Amber, and they may or may not have told her, and all of a sudden I feel a pat on my back, and I turn around, and who's standing behind me?
Oh, no!
Amber!
No!
And I get the biggest hug and kiss from her, and I'm like, well, that focusing went right out the window.
That is hilarious!
Oh, man.
So, Ryan, you're the king of the world.
So, Ryan, do you have any advice for people, you know, if they want to go out to be on The Price is Right? I've always heard that you want to try to stand out, and you want to, you know, wear a crazy shirt, or like, is that the best advice? Like, how do you stand out? How do you get picked?
I can't give away my secrets. There's somebody who works at my record now.
You need to write a book. You need to write a book right now.
So,
but you know, you know where the rule is that if you're on The Price is Right, you can't appear on there for another 10 years. So mark my word.
Oh, wow.
You know where I'll be in ten years.
2027. If somehow we're still doing this morning show and haven't been fired for ridiculous things we say. We're having you back on the show.
Have they ever done that? Have you ever heard of Price is Right bringing back after 10 years people that have actually won and been on there before?
Not to my knowledge, but you know, I'm already a record breaker once. Let's make it multiple.
Heck yeah, man. You got 10 years to start like working on your game. Now, okay, we were talking about this earlier. What was the Yodeler game called?
Cliffhangers!
That's what it was.
That's a great game.
Dude, I grew up just rocking The Price is Right.
Yeah. Bob Barker,
the jam.
Bob Barker, yes, help control the pet population.
I love it. He did a good job. I mean, that's the reason my dog is neutered, man. So
were you
definitely. Thanks to Bob Barker, he's the man.
Were you okay with Drew Carey taking over?
Drew has gained a lot in my book. Definitely Bob and The Price is Right.
Yeah,
nobody will ever touch that, but Drew is the man. He's cracking jokes during the commercial breaks. The man, he hasn't lost his comedian abilities. He's absolutely hysterical. He's the best.
That is so great.
Oh, man. Thank you, Ryan, for sharing your story.
Yeah, man. Thanks for hanging out with us for a minute. It's great.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a great day.
We'll see you on The Price is Right in 10 years. Yeah.
Wait. Stop.
Yeah.
You have his phone number.
I got his phone number. I didn't tell Steve-O at all that we were going to get him on the phone.
You're like telling this Plinko story, and I'm like, are we calling his mom?
Because like, go ahead and call.
Because you're talking about The Price is Right, and like you grow up watching it with your mom or something. Like,
yeah.
But the second he started talking, I was like, oh my god,
that's Ryan.
Because the video is
you
amazing.
Guys have to go watch the video. This is Ryan. We just got off the phone with him. He broke the all-time record for Plinko last week.
One chip at a time. Put him against the wall. Drop it. 10,000 right in the middle. Good luck, man. 5 chips.
Here we go, guys.
Chip number 1. 10,000 in the middle. 10,000 in the middle.
Oh, my God.
And he flips out. I thought he was going to fall off the top. Okay.
Second chip. Got $1,000.
Yeah.
Got $11,000 so far.
Chip number 3. Hit the jackpot.
$21,000.
Oh, my God.
And he still has 2 chips.
Ryan!
I love that he starts to
drop. $500.
Yes!
21,500. Here's his last chip.
Number five!
$31,500.
Just dropping chips. Down a little board.
Just dropping Plinko chips. Yeah. And you're right. The game is all luck.
It is. It's one of those games where, you know, other games where, like Cliffhangers, you got the little Yodler guy, but you got to guess, like, amounts of how much this dish soap costs and stuff like that. Plinko, it's literally just like, we're going to drop this down the...
Yeah.
So random.
I miss Price is Right. I haven't watched it in a while. But you're right. I like Drew Carey, but he, I don't know, man. I like Bob Barker. I don't know. There's something about Bob that just made it special.
Yep. I agree.
I don't know if it was because of his skinny microphone. I don't know.
Maybe. Or his childlike, like you're a kid. So there was like wonder and amazement.
Maybe that's what
we're grown-ups. The first we saw of Drew Carey was The Drew Carey Show.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I think of was Mimi, was that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you're afraid because you were a child and she was going to eat you.
That's true.
You love Bob Barker.
Yeah, we love Bob Barker. Bob Barker.
All right.
You know, he's just at home, just all upset because Drew Carey is
taking on his legacy.
Why would he be upset?
Don't you remember back when Bob retired and Drew got the job? There was reports that Bob Barker was not happy.
Really?
How he was running the show.
And I didn't.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
How? But I mean, come on, it's your replacement. Yeah. Would you really ever be quote happy?
Exactly.
You're the one that left, Bob.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Nobody can replace you, Bob. Why would you want anybody to be like you? You know what I'm saying?
Got to go your own course.
Oh, Ryan was great. That was fun.
That was fun. And a cool surprise. I had no idea.
There you go. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we have to talk about this because this not the same story, but there was a different story that happened. What was it? A couple weeks ago where a teacher decided it would be a good idea to give out some end of the year awards to students, and two teachers did. They gave the most likely to not pay attention award to a girl with ADHD. People freaked out. The teachers got fired. Well, now there's another story about a teacher in Texas who gave out some other awards, and it's so much worse than the teachers in Georgia a couple weeks back. I mean, so much worse. So we'll discuss that when we come back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Tiger Woods arrested for driving under the influence.
Japan's Takuma Sato passed to Elio Castroneves with five laps remaining and won this year's Indy 500 by 0.2 seconds.
The 101st Indianapolis 500 is won by Takuma Sato.
Sato's the first Japanese driver to win the Indy 500 on ABC. On the NASCAR track, Austin Dillon won the longest race of the year, the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte, his first NASCAR Cup race victory.
Austin Dillon wins at Charlotte.
President Trump has been briefed about North Korea's latest missile launch.
Eight people killed in a Mississippi shooting rampage over the weekend.
59-year-old German Bernhard Langer wins the senior PGA championship.
Greg Allman, the iconic keyboardist and lead singer of the Allman Brothers Band, has died.
Green Bay, Wisconsin gets the top spot as the drunkest city in America.
An Alaska volcano that has been active for nearly 6 months has erupted again.
Computer problem grounded hundreds of British Airways flights out of London over the weekend. The airline getting back to normal.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, sales into the top spot at the holiday weekend box office.
Dead Men Tell No
Tales. So scary. That just makes me want to go to Disneyland.
Yeah!
Because that happens and then you go.
Good morning. It is 7:30.
I had a day of 83 degrees. Traffic! Mentioned it earlier, there's an accident. Bridge Boulevard at 4th Street. So be careful in that area down on Bridge and 4th. Again, an accident reported there. No other accidents reported this time. I-40, if you're traveling eastbound, getting a little congested as you head towards the Big Eye. So from about Unser on, it's still smooth, but slower than normal. Lots of people on the roads today. Everybody's trying to get back to work, so they can try and get through this short week with lots of extra work on their plate. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
By the way, traffic brought to you by For the Good, screen printing, live printing, graphic design. ForTheGood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88.
We were just watching Stephen Amell.
Yes!
Who plays Arrow, Green Arrow.
Oliver Queen.
On CW. We were watching him do the American Ninja Warrior course. Oh my gosh. He wrecked that course, man.
Yeah. It was cool because he wanted to prove that, I mean, he does a lot of his own stunts. And so he actually went on American Ninja Warrior and crushed the obstacle course.
Yeah, he did.
The best part is he didn't even like he finishes it and it was like, I haven't done enough. I have to do more for the city.
You failed the city.
That's right. So like there was like the course and then there was like a secondary course beyond that.
Yeah.
Like, if you think you can cut it, and he totally, yeah.
I haven't watched that yet. I can't wait to watch it.
He keeps going, even though
you have failed this city.
Okay, I want to go back and watch Arrow.
Jump back on, man. Jump back on.
I jump back on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
Yeah, we're like halfway through the season. So I did binge something this weekend. We watched like 10 episodes because we didn't watch this whole season. Because I was like, It's actually getting really good. But
that's good. Yeah, that's one I haven't really spent a lot of time with.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
What? Why?
You wouldn't like it. It's too good.
It's too good. I think I've watched 6 episodes of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little childish for me.
Which is hilarious because off air, before we went on, you said, did you finish The Flash?
I know, right?
I'm like, yes.
I'm a fan. I love The Flash.
I you know, I did too. This season just really like CW, man.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know?
Like, I get it. It's on the CW. And when I say that, because last time I said something about a show like that, it was like, well, it's on the CW. Yeah, I know. But there are certain shows that are just more CW-y, and this was definitely felt that way this year. Like, super relationships. Superficial relationships.
You need to watch Riverdale, man.
Never.
That's your next show, okay?
Never.
Riverdale. It's going to be good.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little.
First season's on Netflix, guys.
Yeah, pass.
It's one of my shows.
Pass.
All right, let's talk about this teacher who gave out some awards.
Man, I don't...
Because a few weeks ago, there was some middle school teachers in Georgia. They lost their jobs because they gave out some end-of-the-year awards to students. And they gave a most likely to not pay attention to a girl with ADHD. And the mom, of course, when the girl went home and told her mom what she had gotten from the teacher, the mom flipped out, as I think any of us would. And, yeah, just awful. But now,
that pales in comparison, my friends.
Yeah, this
teacher's like, shh, I'm going to get out an award for you being a lame teacher award giver. Watch this.
A teacher in Anthony Aguirre Junior High School in Houston, Texas.
Good old Houston.
Gave out her fake awards last week. And two of those awards really stand out.
So they're all fake awards.
Yeah.
They're not real awards.
Nope.
So the pretense is people should know that this is comical?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe? Okay.
So here are the two awards that stand out from all the other ones. She gave a girl named Lizeth Villanueva an award for most likely to become a terrorist. This was right after the attack at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester.
Oh, no.
I'm assuming that, her name, Villanueva, that's why she got the award? I don't know. I'm not sure. It was Villanueva. Is that Hispanic or is that Middle Eastern?
Okay.
Got to help a Montana boy out.
I'm going to look up, like, country of origin just for you, buddy.
Villanueva.
That's
hilarious.
Is
that Brazilian? Is it? What is it?
Well, Alejandro Villanueva.
Villanueva.
There's Villanueva State Park in New Mexico. I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to go out on a limb
and
say
actually a Villanueva, New Mexico.
Okay. I don't understand why she would get that award, you know? I mean, maybe she was one of the kids in school that, you know, goofed off, or maybe she was a bully. I don't know. Yeah, she got the most likely to become a terrorist award.
Oh, my gosh.
The second girl, her name is Sydney Caesar. She received the award for most likely to blend in with white people.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, let's see here. Caesar, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say...
No, stop trying to guess, dude, because you're way off, because Villanueva is Hispanic. I'm being comical,
she's
man.
She's African-American. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that Sydney Caesar, okay?
Or it's because it's in the story, right? Just tell me it's in the story.
No, Sydney is black, by the way.
Yeah.
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 The teacher was suspended for the rest of the year, and the school district says they're investigating. Whew. Yeah. Whew. That's so much worse than the other teachers. Right?
Yeah.
Most likely to become a terrorist.
Yeah.
And most likely to blend in with white people.
Gave it to a black girl.
unbelievable. Here are a couple of the students and their parents talking about it.
Most likely to blend in with white people.
Most likely to become a terrorist. They just found it as a joke. She said that some people might get offended, but she doesn't really care about our feelings.
Wow.
Was she serious?
Yes, she was laughing about it.
Where's the common sense in that? I mean, how can you think that that's okay to say it in the first place and then right after a major event has happened? It just doesn't make any sense.
I wrote it twice. I'm like, what is this? It don't look good at all, especially coming from a teacher, from a grown-up woman.
For that child to be called either a terrorist or she's not black enough, basically now the students are taking that, and that's her label from now on for the rest of the school year.
Yeah.
Everyone doesn't believe that this is real, but, I mean, this certificate shows, yes, this is real, this happened. You know, and we have enough bullying as it is by other students. Mm. Now it's being done by a teacher.
That's what we were saying before in the other situation a few weeks back, is the pressure of school for kids is so hard, man. It's
yeah.
so tough for them. And they're dealing with, you know, bullies on a day-to-day basis. And now their teacher is doing it? That should be the one person.
Okay, how come this isn't in the story? She gave out another award. Most likely to be homeless in Guatemala.
Oh, wow. Why did they leave that out? Are you kidding? Most likely to be homeless in Guatemala?
In Guatemala. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
All of them were supposed to be comical in nature, obviously. But Lizeth, who took home the award for most likely to, what, blend in with white people, said that it wasn't a joke to her, and I don't feel comfortable with it. I don't even feel comfortable being in the same classroom with this teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any other awards that they didn't mention?
I want to find the rest of them, because every single award was a mock award. It was in an advanced learning class. She did warn the students ahead of time that though the awards were supposed to be funny, some may get their feelings hurt.
Jeez.
So she said ahead of time that, hey, this was just something fun they wanted to do in the class to be funny. Does that change anything? A couple of people chiming in on the live line. Somebody said, if people seriously lost their sense of humor, I'm sure the teacher was just having some fun. The students and their parents obviously have their undies in a bunch. What is happening to our society that we get so offended over trivial things?
I don't agree with what that person on the live line is saying in this situation.
Somebody else said these awards are awesome. Somebody else said the terrorist award recipient was an honor student.
That's
those are our comments so far.
That's blowing my mind right now, because I feel like that's just kind of stepping over the line.
Well, it's not like it was like miscongeniality, most likely to succeed, hey, by the way, you're most likely to become a terrorist. Like she did it in the classroom.
You're most likely to be homeless in Guatemala.
That's funny.
Okay, for us as grown adults, it's funny.
I get it, but
when you think of a child in school with the pressure that they already have, or, I mean, that's just setting them up to be bullied even more.
Yeah.
You know, think about what's going to happen after class.
And I hear what you're saying. Sometimes I feel like we can pamper a little too much, though. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's acceptable what happened. Please don't hear me incorrectly. But a parent's response could be, baby, I'm sorry that happened to you. It's a shame the teacher did that. But obviously it's not true. Those words have no power. But we'll take it and run with it and go, oh no, this is what's happening. They're setting up our children. Now she's going to be worried. She's going to be a terrorist for the rest of her life.
Hmm.
What? Really?
I get that. I did find another one. other students were given awards for most likely to cry for every little thing.
Really?
Yeah. That was the only other one that they had mentioned so far, other than the one that you mentioned, the homeless one.
Most likely to become a terrorist.
Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, there are a couple of people on the live line saying, what happened? I just tuned in.
Yeah, so there's a teacher in Houston, Texas. She gave out some awards, end-of-the-year awards, much like the teachers in Georgia a few weeks ago did, except these ones, she gave out a most likely to become a terrorist award to a young lady, a young girl. Another girl named Sydney Caesar. She was awarded with the most likely to blend in with white people, and she's black. They suspended the teacher for the rest of the year, and they're investigating. The school district is investigating. I'm sure that they're not going to. I would imagine she's not going to come back next year.
Oh, no, I'm sure not. But here's the thing. Like, this is a little different. Last time, it was real awards, and one kid got, a terrible award, most likely not to pay attention, amongst mm-hmm. real awards. But somebody else on the live line reminded us this. If it's prefaced as a joke and everyone got one, is it really that big a deal? No one was singled out. Was probably the parents getting way more upset than the kids. On the flip side, somebody said, been dealing with racism all my life as an Asian. This doesn't surprise me, and neither does some of the Starmie's replies.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, these are kids, man. These aren't adults.
Somebody said, these are just jokes, though, man, and they were told ahead of time. They're jokes. People are crybabies.
Wow. I'm just not getting that. Yeah. Maybe you've never been bullied.
Oh,
you know?
Please. Are you saying that to me?
No, I'm talking to... I know
I'm like,
you have.
Oh, man.
No, I'm talking to the people
let's
out
talk
there
about,
that don't
let's
understand.
Let's talk about living in Las Vegas, New Mexico as the token white kid yeah. with signs that said, go home, gringo, and... Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah, I would
imagine... So I get that. I get the racism aspect, too.
Yeah.
I get that.
If a teacher singles you out and calls you out and makes fun of you, even though it's a joke... That's still...
These are teenagers.
Just giving more ammunition for yeah. other kids to make fun of you if you are. Maybe, what if you were suicidal? You don't know what that kid's going through at home. Maybe their parents are bullying them at home as well, and maybe that's the last straw. Like, as a teacher, you have to be so careful.
Maybe she was just flipping through a weird Al-Qaeda website, and now it's just pushed her over.
Weird Al's a part of Al-Qaeda?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah. Parody stuff, man. No, this is dumb.
I don't know.
I'm taking
man.
The other side. Although some did say it might be funny amongst friends, but never with a teacher. This is a teacher toward a student. Somebody else said, wow, that teacher had a drunk Hasselhoff eating a hamburger breakdown in class. She needs counseling. Thank you, Tempe, Arizona, for that. Somebody else said, Dex, stop melting. Bullying is going to happen. Teach kids to deal with it, not to sue
wow,
or contact
man.
A news outlet. I definitely wow. agree with that part of it. That
what?
To teach, we need to teach our kids to deal with it.
Sure.
Not to sue or to call the news and.
Yeah, so it's okay. So what you're saying is
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying.
Okay, but.
I'm not saying bullying is right.
So do you think that
it's
going to
happen?
Do you think this was bullying from the teacher?
No, I do not. No, absolutely not. Because she said to her class, obviously she felt close enough to her students that at the end of the year it was like, hey guys, we're going to have some fun today. I made these funny things for all of us. We're just going to have some fun.
Okay, you're making it sound like you don't know if that's how it went down. Like, okay, guys, we're going to have some
fun. You're right.
Fun.
She probably didn't pamper them that much because she thought she knew her students. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. We've heard from two students who are upset by it in a classroom full of kids.
Yeah, but I think that they've singled those two students out because obviously out of the – two that we know of, those are the worst.
Yeah.
Being called a terrorist, most likely to become a terrorist. I mean, that's over the top, man. And then, of course, I'm reading some of the comments, and they're saying, well, it'd be one thing if she was actually a Muslim, but she's not, so that's why it's okay.
Okay. The students did say that her teacher chuckled as she handed out the certificates. She did say before she handed them out that some people might get offended, but she was laughing about it.
And that makes it okay because she was laughing
about
it?
No, I'm not saying it's... I'm just saying.
Because it was all in good fun?
Was.
Jeez.
Wasn't good fun.
I mean, I was... There were times growing up where I was made fun of by the teacher. I was
yeah, but that's
singled
different.
Out.
That's mean. You're being singled out. Nobody
you know
was
what?
Singled
no, no,
out
no, no,
here.
No, the teacher laughed, thought it was funny what she was doing to me.
Right.
On different occasions, she thought it was funny. Yeah, just
that's
like
a
this.
Totally different situation.
How's it a different situation?
Because the teacher, you're talking about a teacher that's like mocking you, being thinking it's funny to laugh at that. This
situation's almost worse. Then
they said the other instructors were there. They were laughing. I don't know. This girl's going to lose her job.
I bet they were laughing over some of the other awards. And then when it came to, you know, a few of them, like we mentioned, like, you're most likely to be homeless in Guatemala. And it was like, oh, well, that kind of, okay, that stepped over the line, did it?
Somebody said this is ridiculous. Nothing compared to what I dealt with in school. People are way too sensitive these days.
We didn't get any of this when we talked about the girl with ADHD.
That's different. That was a girl that was being singled out, and they were real awards, and the teacher did that to be a jerk.
Oh, explain to me real awards?
Yes!
What do real, you mean awards? Real awards? These are still awards.
No.
They're just saying,
This is totally different, Dexter. Awards. This is different because she said, hey, these are mock awards. We're just going to have some fun today. Like, some people might get offended by this, but we're just here to have fun. This wasn't at a graduation ceremony where it was most likely to succeed, most likely to graduate with the blah, most likely to that, and then one random kid gets most likely to not pay attention or whatever it was.
But that's the thing. We don't know what the other awards were. Mm-hmm. They didn't say. They didn't mention. So some of them could have been maybe not as bad.
Yeah.
And of course, I get the girl has a disability. She has a learning disability. So that's awful. I absolutely think that was an awful situation.
Yeah.
But this is just as bad. You're still...
No, it's in poor taste.
Setting these kids up to be bullied.
I get that. It's in poor taste. I don't think she was being malicious.
That's not what you're saying. Now you're going back.
No, I'm not.
You made this sound like it was no big deal, and, you know, like, the teacher shouldn't be fired, and it's fine.
She should be fired. How many times have you said something stupid on the radio?
You know what? Don't you do this. Don't you take it back.
Somebody said poor taste is poor taste, whether you preface it with this is all in good fun, it doesn't make it any better. Somebody else said, I think it's when it's your peers, it's a little more understandable, like if the kids had all decided on them, but when it comes from a place of authority, probably not the best idea. Not against or for it, but use your brain, lady, not in today's age. Somebody said if the demographic is the teacher is white and there's a black student and a Hispanic student, I don't think it's right. Obviously, race is still an issue in this country.
Yeah, I'm all about maybe doing these awards if it doesn't cross the line of comparing a kid to a terrorist or being homeless. You know, you can have fun with, like, oh, you're most likely to be a stand-up comedian because you're so funny. Or, I mean, come on, man. Grown adults not realize
that? No, somebody on the live line said, dude, this is inappropriate. I don't think it's an example of people freaking out over nothing. Words have power and meaning, and the teacher's relationship is not one that should be used to demean students. Maybe these things would be funny with friends that you know well, not with students that you're supposed to teach and care for.
Yeah, this is somebody you look up to as a teacher and somebody that's supposed to encourage you and help you and guide you, and she's just... maybe, you know, reaffirming
that. I never joke with my kids, and I know you never joke with your kids either. Say funny things like that because you have a relationship with them that you've established that they know you're being comical.
So you've never had one of your kids actually break down and cry because you've
said something
that was a little bit too far? And
because absolutely.
I have a child who doesn't like to be laughed at, and... Yeah. Even though it was funny to everybody else, he broke down, man. He didn't think it was funny.
Right. And then you stop and you have to apologize. You're right.
Exactly.
No, I know. You're right.
So it depends on the kid. So that's why I'm saying, like, you don't know the kid's situations.
Yeah.
You know, what if they were dealing with people constantly telling them that, like, oh, you're a terrorist, or just, you know, making them feel like they're...
No, that's very true, too.
Not who they believe they are. And then now a teacher's just now... saying, well, you're most likely to become a terrorist. That's terrible for a child, man. And you think it's funny.
No, because it's not a child. We're not talking about elementary school. We're talking about teenagers. And it is a little different.
Still children, man.
Yeah.
They're still I'm blown away by you right now.
My son is the same age, my 13-year-old. And maybe it's different for me. But, yeah. Because he gets... Yeah. He's a pretty solid kid. So... He can handle things, but he has been bullied, and he has come home.
Yeah, look at his parents, though. You guys are incredible parents. I'm an idiot human and I make mistakes and I have crossed the line and I have had to apologize to my kids.
Because I'm a human.
But you are there, you're involved in their lives. You actually, I mean, you look at what you and Chrissy do for your kids.
Yeah.
That's pretty rare, I think, in a lot of children's lives.
Multiple people chiming in, man. Somebody said probably not a good idea. Definitely poor judgment, but I wouldn't call this bullying. Somebody else said if you have to preface something with "this might hurt some feelings, but it's funny," then it's probably not okay. Saying "just kidding" doesn't make mean comments okay. Somebody else said it's all how you take it, man. If you're the kind of person that could laugh at a good joke, then you're good. But if you're someone that assumes someone died, then maybe you shouldn't be part of the joke. Oh, that's funny. That's funny, man, especially when it's like friend and you haven't talked to him in a while, and then all of a sudden he's like, and all of a sudden he's like, "hey," because you know who just sent that in? Guess who just sent that in? Booty just sent that in.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, by the way, we talked to him at the end of the show.
I missed it.
Yeah, we worked it out. If you're just tuning in, there's a teacher who gave out students gave out awards to students for most likely to become a terrorist and most likely to blend in with white people. Also, there was another student who received an award, most likely to be homeless in Guatemala. And, of course, she was suspended for the rest of the year, and they're investigating. And it sounds like most of the Liveline thinks that we're too sensitive.
Right. No, oh, no, that's not what I was going to say. No, actually, really? I don't think so. Okay. Yeah, no, people are agreeing.
Well, a lot of people so with you. On the live line were saying that, you know, "hey, come on, calm down. You guys are brand too
No, a prime example of you may be right, because our girl Claire out in Brooklyn, she just chimed in, and when she was younger, she was mockingly voted most likely to become paparazzi.
No.
She now works for People Magazine, so.
Huh.
They weren't far off.
Well.
Maybe she took it and was like, "I'll show you."
Yeah.
"Now I live in New York and work for People Magazine. What are you doing, Houston?"
So is she... You wouldn't say that her job is paparazzi, though, right?
No, not paparazzi. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's interesting because we never got a national news story about her getting mocked as a child. Probably because it was 20 years ago. And
yeah. Answer that phone.
People weren't as sensitive.
What? 338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
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 So I just wanted to chime in about the teacher awards conversation.
Okay.
I'm a teacher as well, and you know, you guys were talking about building relationships with the students and, you know, relationships with your kids where you can joke around about this and that. And I mean, I have relationships with my students too, but some of those things, the awards, it's just like it's totally uncalled for.
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
Because teenagers are so malleable and so soaking up of what their elders tell them that if you even plant the idea in their head of like, "oh, you could be a homeless person in Guatemala," like, not only is that degrading to their self-esteem, but it's like, "oh, well, now this person I trust just thinks I can be homeless."
And maybe it's true.
You know,
they start to think that and believe
that. I have the capability of being a terrorist, know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you 100%, man. You know, they're like little sponges, man, and everything that you tell them, they're gonna sit there and they're gonna stew on it. Because that was the same way. You know, I still to this day am affected by some of the stuff.
Can you play Sarah McLachlan?
No,
Alexa,
can't do it.
Play Sarah McLachlan Angel.
She doesn't listen to you anymore. Doesn't. Let's see.
Angel, well, I appreciate you guys. McLachlan. It's fun to listen to you and.
Well. Thanks, buddy.
Being a teacher at Hope is helpful to know that, you know, there are students who need Jesus and they need to be lifted up and not brought down.
Amen.
And the more teachers that I can help hear that word is better. So
love it, man. Thanks for calling, buddy. Enjoy your summer
off. Yeah, good to talk to you. See ya.
Yay!
Listen, man.
And it's hard.
I'm going to say something that I rarely say on this show.
I need some distraction.
You are absolutely right about this teacher, Dex.
Thank you.
And I apologize.
Come on now.
No, I'm being serious. I've learned more about this teacher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we take a break and then come back and
Coming back, we're going to talk about this because, yes, this isn't the first time this teacher has been in a spot of trouble.
My gosh.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Woo!
I can't wait to find out.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Team bullies. Hashtag team bullies. That's me.
All right. 585 Live if you want to text in. We're also on Facebook Live. If you guys want to head on over to Star 88 FM on Facebook, you can watch us and listen to the show, leave a comment, and go ahead and share that Facebook Live when you get a chance. You can also call us at 338-3700. We'll be right back. Calling Glory, Child of Heaven, Star 88. Good morning. Dex and Steve-O. Quality Tam Tuesday kicks off at 9 with our girl Tam. 804.
High today of 83 degrees. Traffic. There's an accident on I-40 westbound. The shoulder is now blocked at Eubank Boulevard. That's exit 165. Again, right there, I-40 west at Eubank. The shoulder is blocked due to an accident. Some slowdown if you're traveling on I-25 southbound right at Paseo. And going towards the Big Eye. No accidents or anything. It's just a little congestion due to normal commute. That should look at traffic.
Come on.
Traffic! This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. BearCanyonCrossFit.com. Or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
We're talking about this teacher in Houston, Texas, gave out her fake awards last week, and two of those stand out. Actually, three. I would say three. Those are really the only ones we know of, but one of them was most likely to become a terrorist. Was an award that went out to a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Another one was most likely to blend in with white people. That went out to Sidney Caesar. Another one went out to a student who was most likely to be homeless in Guatemala. Yeah. As you can imagine.
That's probably my favorite one, not going to lie.
The teacher was suspended for the rest of the year, and the school district says they're investigating. Here's a clip of the students just talking about it.
Most likely to blend in with white people.
Most likely to become a terrorist. They just found it as a joke. She said that some people might get offended, but she doesn't really care about our feelings.
Was she serious?
Yes, she was laughing about it.
Where's the common sense, like, in that? I mean, how can you think that that's okay to say it in the first place and then right after a major event has happened? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and so we've been hearing from a lot of you on Facebook Live and on the live line, 585 Live, if you want to text in or go to Facebook Live at Star 88FM. Leave a comment. And some of you were saying, oh, you guys are being so sensitive. This isn't bullying. And somebody texted and said, I think Dex is just sensitive because of his past. Thick skin is more effective than expecting everyone to be considerate of your feelings. Now, I will say, I truly do believe I have some pretty thick skin because I haven't always been like this.
You have bare arms.
Yeah, sure. Early on in my radio career, I was so sensitive to what people said about the show. If somebody emailed me.
Dude, me too. I hear that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I would freak out over it. And I am absolutely not like that anymore. You know, yeah. But here's the thing. The things that happened to me when I was in school were awful things. I had a teacher, a second grade teacher, grab the back of my head and slam it in the desk because I couldn't find homework. I had a teacher that wouldn't let me into the classroom because I didn't know how to tie my shoes when I was in kindergarten. And she made me sit out there by myself until I learned how to do it by myself. Those situations have never gone away from me. I constantly think about that because I was embarrassed in front of all of the students.
Right.
I was singled out and made fun of. You know, there was another time where I was so proud of how I could write my name in cursive. And so I went up and wrote my name in cursive in front of everybody. And the teacher made fun of me because I didn't do my J right. and just embarrassed me in front of the whole class. And I got bullied after that. I went out to recess and the kids made fun of me.
Yeah.
So this is a situation where I don't care if you're a teenager or you're even, you know, middle school or elementary, teachers should never, ever single out kids like this.
And in that regard, I think of, you know, Luke just graduated from fifth grade, and at his little graduation, everybody, like every year, every classroom, oh, now we're going to, here's the first graders, here's the second graders. And every student got an award for character and an award for, like academic achievement as well. So it was a math award, and then your character award was most Christ-like because blah, 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 blah. Because someone chimed in and said maybe the teacher should have given helpful awards.
Yeah.
That specified to that personality that could encourage them in some way. And I agree with that encouragement, especially in the life of a young child.
We need more and more. Everybody needs that every day.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're an adult or a kid. You have to encourage people all the time.
Man, what's hard though is I agree with the Stormy member that chimed in and said that, I mean, I don't think you're just being too sensitive because of your past. Cause somebody said, you know, I think you're being sensitive because of your past. But I do agree with this. Thick skin is more effective than expecting everyone to be considerate of your feelings all the time. Cause that's not going to happen. People aren't always going to consider your feelings. And how do you handle that? Because one thing that stinks is I've been reading, you know, when we went to break, I've been reading so many different articles, CNN's take on it, Washington Post, USA Today, whatever. Lizeth, the student that got the most likely to become a terrorist award, which of all of them, I think was probably the least sensitive considering it was the day after the Manchester bombing. The day after there's a terrorist attack and 20 people lost their lives. 22. She says she wants a teacher fired. Like they asked her opinion and she said at the least. Get fired at the least or something. She hasn't even been back to class since receiving her certificate because she just doesn't want to go to school anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like 50-50 because, man, go to school.
I think it depends on the situation. And I get what you're saying. Totally understand what you're saying. But if this kid was already being bullied, maybe wasn't fitting in at school as it was.
Yeah, but these are all presupposed. Like, we're supposing
I'm just saying, like, every situation's different. And every kid is different on how they're feeling. We don't know.
Yeah.
And the teacher doesn't even know half the time what those kids go through at home.
And this teacher, in this instance, the more I read about it, the more I'm like, oh my gosh, teacher. Because at first I wanted to laugh it off and be like, it's all in good fun,
guys. Hilarious.
But this isn't even the first time that she's done something that's raised eyebrows. Before this incident, this teacher, who is African American, by the way, she gave another black student in her class a quote, black quiz to prove how black she was because she just didn't seem very black.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that, how long ago was that?
I don't know, it doesn't say.
Doesn't and she say didn't get in trouble year. For that?
Right. I guess those parents just didn't feel like making it national news. See, that's what's frustrating.
Well, I think it does all depend on the parents. Like, maybe the parents aren't involved in that child's life. Or just
they
don't know.
Just, they took it in stride or they talked to their kid or whatever. And I don't know, man.
That's such a tough situation because I totally get that it's the struggles. It's what we go through is what shapes and molds us. But at the same time, we always need to be encouraged and lifted up. And if you're constantly being kicked and made fun of at school, and then you go home and your parents are doing the same thing, your brothers and sisters, and you're constantly getting it from everybody.
Yeah.
There's no wonder why kids walk into schools with weapons. There's no wonder why kids kill themselves because it's too much.
But I do think we need to remember that I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. But we've got to remember that life is real and messy, and it's sometimes that's reality. Teaching a kid that something that your dumb authority figure said doesn't define you is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many times have we been in a situation where we have a professor, you know, maybe at the university, who, you know, man, I had one that just hated Christians, just thought we were so stupid, right? Because obviously, scientifically, the earth, blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. That's your thoughts. That's your opinions. How many times have we ever had a boss, our authority figure that's supposed to nurture and care for us? Man, really?
Yeah.
Bosses? Mm. Like, You really think, like, always and forever that we're going to have authorities in our lives that are going to do the right thing? How many people come from broken homes where you got a parent that just is the worst? Mm-hmm. Terrible description of a parent. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not. But I also think it's a teachable moment, because in life it's messy and it's going to be like that. And there are going to be times where, man, I wish all day long that everybody was encouraging, especially in leadership, and just wanted to move you along and yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not real life. That's not reality. I've had more harsh bosses than I've had encouraging, like, loving, you know, putting on the little, like, white gloves and just caring for you. And if you can't get through that, if you can't get through a boss, you're never going to hold down a job, because somebody's going to say something that offends you or upsets you, and you're going to cry, and then you're going to have to take a day off of work, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't run home to mom.
You can't. You can't. Because it's hard. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be hard. You're going to have teachers that are idiots. You're going to have teachers that are disrespectful. You're going to have authority figures that don't treat you the way they should.
Yeah.
And it's not acceptable. But you can't allow that to define you or, like, change your day,
right.
You know, like, because we can just take those words and just fall apart.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget Caleb. All my kids have been in the situation with a teacher before, especially in elementary school. My kids all had teachers that they didn't like, and that the teacher at times I thought was not right what she did. But I remember having that conversation with all of my kids at one point, saying, you know what? This is life. And guess what? After, when you leave, whether it's 18 or whenever, mm-hmm. when you go on to work that first job, these are life lessons, man. Like, the teacher that you have now that you don't like, you're going to have the boss that you don't like. You're going to be working with somebody that you don't like, but you're going to have to deal with it and learn how to just play the game of life.
Right, because sometimes that authority figure, like, whether you like it or not, they're going to stick around.
Yeah.
They're not going to get fired because they called you a cream puff or something,
right.
Because maybe, you know, I don't even want to start in my what ifs, but so many people chiming in. Somebody said, don't misunderstand me. I don't believe that it was the smartest thing to pick these categories by the teacher. However, the problem is that something like this, something small, made national news, and now the teacher is probably going to get fired over what they were thinking was a joke. And these kids are learning that you can destroy someone over something trivial because you personally didn't like it. To me, that is what is sad and unfortunate. Somebody said, I'm sure that most teachers do give great and uplifting awards, but those aren't going to make the headlines. Yeah. Somebody else said, in the first grade, I drew a picture of a woman, and my teacher went on to show my drawing to the entire class and say, he loves fat ladies.
Oh, wow.
Wow. The whole class laughed and made fun, and I still remember that moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Awful.
Can you imagine?
No.
That's insane.
That's like something out of a Will Ferrell movie that's meant to be comical, and it's definitely not.
Wow.
That's terrible, man. Again, we're talking, that was a first grader.
First grader.
And singled out in front of the whole class, like, no.
Ugh.
Yeah. Now, somebody else said, Dex is right, though. People have been explaining away racism for decades, besides scripture detailing building up versus tearing down.
Yeah, man. Encourage, man. Just encourage all the time, man. I feel like, you know, we're talking about how, you know, we have to be able to deal with, you know, bad situations, whether it's a bully at school or a teacher that does something stupid like this. I get that.
Yeah.
At the same time, if you are constantly encouraged and told that you can do anything you put your mind to, you are so smart. You are so funny. I mean, just if you're constantly told that, don't you think that that does more for a child than...
Can I be controversial?
Yeah, please.
I hate the idea of telling a child you can be whatever you want to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I look at my children, how they are created and crafted uniquely and completely differently.
Yeah.
And I think of the tendencies that my children have. Luke wants to play baseball, right? Mm. And he's built a certain way to where he can succeed in that regard if he works hard and does whatever. Jack could probably do the same thing, but it would be a much more difficult road for him.
So you're saying if they don't reach that, then it's like, well, my dad told me I could
do. But I can be anything.
Yeah.
I can be whatever I want to be. And yeah. It's like, okay, that's great, but you can't stop there. Because you have to teach them that you have to put forth hard work, training, effort, everything.
Exactly.
Because sometimes I think we just leave it at that and tell them, oh, honey, you're so great. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then you have people on American Idol who are trying to sing and they have no, like, they're tone deaf. And we giggle at that, right? Because it's funny television. Oh, my gosh, these people are terrible.
Yeah.
These people had the parent that told them, oh, baby, you're amazing and you can totally be, nah, you probably don't have the best. So let's grow you in an area that it seems like God maybe has, created you for. So I think trying to discover a calling or a purpose in your life is way better than telling somebody that they can just be whatever they want.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's going to be those
parents out
there.
That's me. And people will totally disagree, and I'm fine with that.
I get it. There's parents out there that do more harm as far as, you can do whatever you want and encouraging them in the wrong way. There's definitely a wrong way to do that. But for the most part, encouraging your child and telling them the truth that it's going to take, it's a long road, but if you really want this, you can do it.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to put in the time. Yeah. That's, I would think that a lot of parents, most parents are going to do for their child if they're really encouraging their kid.
Yeah.
And if they fail, that's the other thing. Telling your children, hey, you fail, you lose, whatever, you just get right back up and you try again. You keep going.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
That's another huge part of it.
Stephanie said there's a difference between having thick skin and expecting kids to brush things off and a teacher deliberately being hurtful. That is not okay. Yes, our kids are going to encounter pain, but we should expect more from her teachers. I agree with that. I agree with that. Abigail also said, I see what Steve-O is saying about resilience. Helicopter parents will blame everyone for their children's failures. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, being in like club baseball, literally, I'm sure you see this in sports.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing is ever your child's fault. Oh, well, the defense obviously didn't back you up, or your coach didn't lead you in this way. And sometimes it's like, nah, man, you just didn't have the best performance today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were up till 1 o'clock in the morning hanging out with your friends because you were out of town for your tournament. You probably should have been sleeping, but instead you were up because you were excited because you're on quote vacation and you played like junk. So maybe this could show you that if you focused, if you paid more, if you actually went to bed at a decent, but instead it's like, oh, baby, no, it's not your fault that you had a terrible outing. It's not your fault that you're riding the bench right now because, no, maybe it is. Maybe you just didn't put forth effort and the coach is seeing somebody else excelling in that area because they want it more.
Yeah.
Because that's going to happen in life too. Somebody's going to want that job more than you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to want whatever more than you in some areas. And they're going to get it because they're going to put forth more effort. They're going to work hard and they're going to get it done.
Right. But that's like you said,
wishing it doesn't make it
happen. Having a coach say those things that are hard to say is a form of encouraging as well, even though it doesn't seem like it, but it's the truth and it's what's going to make that child. It's making the difference between winning and losing. When you are constantly saying, no matter what, you can win. I don't care what the coach says. No, man. If, like you said, if you are messing up and you're staying up late at night and you are sabotaging your success, then you need to be called out.
Yeah.
585 Live if you want to text in, or you can go to Facebook Live and leave a comment. Star 88 FM. Go like us.
There you go. Dude, Pool Boy's Bride just chimes in on Facebook Live saying her daughter came home with a letter from school one day saying she was obese. We were like, what? Because she's thin and tall. Not cool.
What?
Weird, man. How is that even acceptable?
A letter from the teacher?
From the school, yeah. Dave chimed in and said, I'm glad I don't have children being raised in this generation of political correctness and hypersensitivity, to be honest. I'm not saying what the teacher did was right, but it's getting hard to be non-offensive in any manner.
Yeah. I hear you.
I mean, you got offended with me just over the weekend.
I did.
You said I was dead to you, which obviously I'm still living. You didn't go to my fake dead funeral. But, guys, I was watching a cartoon this weekend, and LeBron James popped up.
Oh, that's right.
It's the funniest cartoon on the planet. It's called Teen Titans Go, and I love it. And LeBron was on it, and I said, oh, changing my vote. LeBron is now the greatest basketball player of all time.
You're
over MJ. And
you're
said that.
Dead to me.
You said that. I wish you would just be encouraging all the time to me.
I know.
Oh, wait, you meant it as a joke? Oh.
It was a joke.
I didn't get that. because I was raised to be culturally way too sensitive. I didn't understand that my friend was joking with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that you are on the side of like always being encouraging and super sensitivity, and then I'm going to answer the phone and really hope you tell this next caller to hang up on themselves.
Okay. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Hang up on yourself. I know. That's what we were going to say. What?
Go ahead, man.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
I was going to chime in on that, on what's going on. I had a similar story when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah? You want to talk about it, huh?
Sure.
Oh.
Are you being encouraging?
I'm so sorry. No.
Whatever you want me to do, that was stupid.
I would love for you to tell your story.
Never mind.
You are a person that matters. It didn't work. He's trying to like encourage you, and he's terrible at it.
It's okay. This is Diego. I don't know if you know.
Hey, Diego. What's up, man?
Diego, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man. Just chilling.
Just hanging out at work. Yeah. Cool. Sweet.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, so check this out, man. When I was in when I was 14 years old, I was a freshman in high school. I was a goofball, you know? Mm. And one of my my gym teacher actually told me that I would amount to nothing in life.
Wow.
And I literally, he sat me down. He's like, oh, I don't think you'll graduate. I don't think you'll amount to anything in life. So I sat there and I pondered it and I thought, man, this guy's a total, you know, fill in the blank. And so I was just like, what in the world? The thing was is that I took that and I said, you know what? I am going to become something in life.
Yeah.
And luckily I don't listen to my teachers, you know, or things like that. I listen to how my parents taught me and that I was, you know, a child of God, that I was, you know, someone who is, you know, loved.
Yeah.
And so, now I'm a registered nurse, you know, I work in the emergency department and I help people, you know,
for save people's lives.
Right. And so it's like, you could take it and, like, ponder it and, like, you know, or you could take it and say, you know what, I'm going to be something, you know, important, or I'm going to be something that's not what these people are telling me, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm sure you're thankful that you had parents that raised you right, that gave you truth. I'm just so, my heart goes out to those kids that don't have that when they go home, you know? Because that's the situation you see at school. I mean, they're all different situations when it comes to kids in that classroom. And how many of those kids aren't getting that encouragement, that love, that truth at home?
Yeah.
And so now they go to school and they get the same thing from their teacher and everybody else. And then they go back home and it's the same thing. What about them? How do they get out of that? And some kids do. They're able to overcome that and become great. Some kids, though, that's where you see them making those terrible decisions. And that's what we need to be careful.
That's all they have.
Yeah.
That's all they have. Our teachers who need to encourage them.
Exactly.
Things like that.
But thank you, man. You
know, we just try. And hey, on a lighter note, I have a YouTube video. I do YouTube now.
Oh. Yes.
You guys should check it out. It's pretty sweet. It's Diego and Holly Ortiz.
Okay.
We'll check it out, man.
YouTube channel.
Check it out.
Thanks, awesome. Diego. You're awesome too, man. Thank you. Appreciate you.
That guy's facial expressions are amazing.
Diego?
Yeah. So, he's a good dude.
Yeah. So, you know, for the teachers out there, we know we have quite a few teachers who listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of you know that you would never, ever do anything like this.
Yeah. Maybe not call a kid a terrorist.
But, for maybe that one teacher listening right now that is not an encourager and might side on, I want to make sure these kids, you know, don't
prepare for the real world.
Come on. That's where you got to be so careful with that. Cause there's a way to do that.
There's a way to do that without being a complete jerk.
Right. There's a way of doing that that helps the kids and prepares them for life. But then there's that other part where you can take it too far.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know that situation that child is in, you know?
Right.
Man, I don't know how they do it. I could not be a teacher at all.
Yeah.
No, I would be fired
as a teacher.
A weekend. What? I would be fired a weekend.
Why? Because it'd be difficult.
Can't handle kids.
Yeah.
Can't handle it. I can barely handle the 3IF.
Dude, and this teacher is a seventh grade teacher.
Whew. Gosh.
I have a 13-year-old right now that, like, 87% of the time is a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
He was really helpful this weekend with Brody. So it's just the three dudes. And there's still moments.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're 13.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they stayed up late watching a horror movie with their dad, who's really cool.
You're a terrible dad.
But then the next day, they were kind of worthless with being helpful because they were so tired. And instead of being helpful, they just wanted to whine because they were so sleepy. And I was like, well, maybe if you hadn't stayed up so late.
Yeah.
Doing cool things. And that's why I will never do cool things again! You're a good dad! I'm a good, good father.
Okay, we got to go to break.
Fine.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in or text us. The live line is open at 505-585-LIVE. What do we got coming up? We'll do some more headlines. We'll find out what countries have the best food on earth. Quality Tam Tuesday kicks off at 9. And we're going to discuss, do fathers treat daughters better than sons? There was a study. We'll find out what that study had to say. Hang on.
Time to get out of bed. Time to get out of bed now. Wake up.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Tiger Woods arrested for driving under the influence.
Japan's Takuma Sato passed to Elio Castroneves with 5 laps remaining and won this year's Indy 500 by 0.2 seconds.
The 101st Indianapolis 500 is won by Takuma Sato.
Sato's the first Japanese driver to win the Indy 500 on ABC. On the NASCAR track, Austin Dillon won the longest race of the year, the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte, his first NASCAR Cup race victory.
Austin Dillon wins at Charlotte.
President Trump has been briefed about North Korea's latest missile launch.
8 people killed in a Mississippi shooting rampage over the weekend.
59-year-old German Bernhard Langer wins the senior PGA championship.
Greg Allman, the iconic keyboardist and lead singer of the Allman Brothers Band, has died.
Green Bay, Wisconsin gets the top spot as the drunkest city in America.
An Alaska volcano that has been active for nearly 6 months has erupted again.
Computer problem grounded hundreds of British Airways flights out of London over the weekend. The airline getting back to normal.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, sails into the top spot at the holiday weekend box office.
Yes! Harvest America in Phoenix, June 11th. We'll be out there.
Yeah, we will.
We'll be broadcasting live on the 9th, the morning of the 9th. And we'll be doing the pre-show on Sunday, the 11th, for Harvest America. Need to Breathe, Phil Wickham, Trip Lee, Mercy Me, Greg Laurie going to be stopping by to say hi. HarvestAmerica.com for all the details. It is 6:39.
High today of 83 degrees. Traffic! I-40 West at Eubank. That's exit 165. The accident has been updated. It's on the off-ramp at this point, but it's still slowing things down in that area. Looking elsewhere in the metro area, no other accidents to report at this time, which is good. Let's look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good job, guys. Good job. Yeah, that just feels like summer outside. Any rain this week? Anything?
Yes, actually.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Today? Are we going to get some rain today?
It's supposed to possibly drizzle. Faux shizzle! Thanks, Snoop.
Yes.
Tomorrow, it's looking mostly cloudy and some showers, so yes.
Beautiful.
We need that to not happen, though, because it's like playoff time for a Little League all around the city.
Little rain never hurt anybody.
For All-Stars, and the who's the best? Who's the best? We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out.
All right.
Yeah, tomorrow's supposed to be cooler with thunderstorms. So.
Nice. You know who the best is? This reporter who decided to go on the brand new Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Dude, it opened this weekend!
And this reporter lost it.
Now the doors are closing.
Oh my god.
You okay in there, Corey? I was like, it took your breath away.
It's like you expected it, but then it didn't.
Really oh, right. So good.
Man.
Yeah, this reporter was all serious. They were interviewing him before the ride. He's sitting in there all buckled in like, oh, we're just so excited for the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride. Am I right? It's like, they start the ride.
Now the doors are closing.
Have you ever been on that ride? I mean, obviously not the Guardians of the Galaxy version, but it was the Hollywood Tower of Terror.
Oh, yeah.
So they changed it all out. James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy Volumes 1 and 2, was there. The cast was there, and they got to ride it first. There was a five-hour wait on the first day.
Wow.
It was like, I still have the Disneyland app because I'm a nerd, and I was like looking, and it was like average wait time was 300 minutes.
Wow.
For that ride. Could you imagine?
No.
But if you were one of the first, there was actually like a cool little bag that you got with like a pin and all, you know, it was cool.
It looks like it'd be a fun ride.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll wait like 3 years.
Yeah.
And just in time for Guardians Volume 3.
I don't know why people plan their vacations during busy times.
Mm-mm.
Like if we ever go back to Disneyland or anywhere like that, it's like we're going to go when all the kids are in school.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I can't sit in a line for 3 hours.
Yeah.
It just seems like such a waste.
Yeah. Speaking of planning adventures and vacations around theme parks, check this out. This just broke. Nintendo has filed a new trademark application for something called Super Nintendo World.
Ooh.
They're teaming up with Universal Studios, and it sounds like there could be a Nintendo theme park.
Wow.
On May 24th, Nintendo filed a trademark application with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for Super Nintendo World. It covers a number of goods and services, many of which pertain to amusement park and amusement park events. Among other things, it covers amusement park shows, special events at amusement park, as well as the organization, management, and arrangement of kart racing.
Wow.
Real life Mario Kart!
Yes! Yes!
I am so excited!
Woo!
Yeah. They even put in for hotel accommodation services, restaurant services, event venue rental, other items that sound like they could pertain to a theme park. So...
that's exciting.
The Nintendo theme park at Universal will be the park's Orlando, Hollywood, and Osaka, Japan. So they have yet to announce specific rides or attractions, but... just saying... they actually broke a trailer since the, you know.
Really?
It got out like, well, this could be a, just kidding, here's the update, here's the trailer.
Oh.
Universal Parks and Resort is teaming up with Nintendo. Real life Mario Kart.
Love that, man.
There you go. Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers Band passed away on Saturday night at the age of 69 years old. Manager said he died from liver cancer, but he's been having various health problems over the past year or so. He was married a couple times, including a short-lived marriage to Cher. They actually released an album under the name Allman and Woman in 1977. It was not well received. Neither was the news to Cher. She actually tweeted a broken heart emoji and said, quote, I've tried. Words are impossible. Even though Greg Allman and Dickie Betts didn't always get along, Dickie says they had made up, quote, it's too soon to properly process this. I'm so glad I was able to have a couple good talks with him before he passed away. In fact, I was about to call him to check, see how he was when I got the call. It is a very sad thing.
Man, he had some hits. '69, huh?
Yep.
It's too bad.
Ariana Grande is planning a return to Manchester.
Oh, that's
I love
good.
This, man. She wants to put on a benefit concert for the victims of last week's bombing. She posted a long letter on Twitter saying, our response to this violence must be to come closer together, to help each other, to love more, to sing louder, and to live more kindly and generously than we did before. Yeah. I'll be returning to the incredible, brave city of Manchester to spend time with my fans and have a benefit concert in honor of and to raise money for the victims and their families. I want to thank my fellow musicians and friends for reaching out to be a part of our expression of love for Manchester. I will have details to share with you as soon as everything is confirmed. TMZ is claiming the show will happen this coming Sunday, and it'll include some of the biggest names in music. Hard to believe, though, that they could put something that big together so quickly. This Sunday, really?
Yeah.
But who knows? Stranger things have happened.
You know what? Ariana, you receive an award.
Oh, okay. Don't.
I'm going to hand out an award to you right now. This is an award that I don't think anybody's ever received on this show before. But I would like to hand it over to Ariana. The award is the Never Surrender Award.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're making
Ariana.
Me nervous, man. Yeah! Some awards Woo! Have been passed out this morning.
It's a real award, guys. The Never Surrender Award is man, if you get that, you've made it.
Yeah.
People want that award.
I mean.
You thought I was going to say something else.
I really did. I was worried. I was worried. However, if you happen to come across the Meanest Friend Award, turns out you're actually the best. Oh. You know that friends, you know, it's like more willing to give you criticism on every life choice you make, whether you ask for it or not.
Is that being mean, though?
I mean,
I guess it could come off as mean.
It could. I mean, imagine your mother-in-law, right? Oof. Just, right?
Why do you got to bring that up?
Just criticism. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Just constant. Everything.
Mm.
Whether you ask for it or not. Well, turns out being that blunt is out of a place of love. A new study out of England found that your meanest friend might just care about you more than anyone else on the planet. And the reason they're being mean is because they really, really want what's best for you in life, so they're not going to mince words when they feel like you're straying off a good path.
Huh.
Researchers say that these findings help us to understand why we sometimes may try to make our loved ones feel bad if we perceive this emotion to be useful to achieve a goal in life.
Okay, I love you.
Look at that!
Wow!
Look at that! I'm back on the side of the teacher.
Yeah, Wait. There's just a way. There's a way to do it.
Yeah,
you know, you can come off as being a bully.
You can.
But there's a way. I think. I love it when you have that relationship with somebody where you feel comfortable enough to call them out.
I mean, if we hadn't called you out like a year and a half ago, you never would have gotten off the couch. You were recently fired from The Edge.
Yeah,
you just wanted to eat ice cream all day.
It was really
and
fat.
Binge Netflix. And it was like, Dex, you're hilarious. Stop being an idiot. Get off the couch.
Yeah.
Get a job.
Except you guys didn't really encourage me when I told you the news that I was coming aboard.
I mean,
you know.
It was really hard for me because I was the host. This was my show.
Sure.
And then it was like, well, obviously you're going to take a back seat.
It's so funny.
What?
Though, because
what do you mean?
It's funny when I,
back seat.
Before I had accepted the job here, I mentioned to Teo and Steve-O just to kind of get a feeling of like what they thought of me jumping on board.
Uh-huh.
And I remember not really hearing much from you guys and feeling, oh man. They don't want me here.
Yeah, whatever. Let's be honest about that.
But then come to find out it was because our boss said for you guys
do
not
talk to him.
But it made me
don't
feel like...
Don't sway him. Don't.
We were sitting there texting each other, and then all of a sudden it went quiet.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, no.
So I hope you're listening, Chip.
Yeah.
I actually listened to instruction.
Yeah, he did.
You
I
told me
worried.
Not to speak to him, and I didn't.
I was so worried.
I know. So speaking of worrying about people, you know, we just found out that the meanest... care for you the most. Somebody said, Steve must care about a lot of people. It's probably true.
He does.
It's probably true. Also, the online stream has gone off the rails, so that's sad.
Oh.
Speaking of going off the rails, earlier we talked about Tiger Woods kind of going off the rails, and he's not the only Tiger that went off the rails.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Okay.
It's got to be a better way to kick into this story, because this is actually sad.
Let's just back out now.
Back this train up. Hold on. Let me think of another.
That is offensive.
Yeah, kinder way to kick off this story. Boo! Tiger Woods was arrested over the weekend for DUI. Maybe. No. Okay.
Yeah. No.
How do you start this story?
Next.
Right. Just
maybe roll over this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of rollover, a tiger rolled over. No.
Okay. Jeez, man. See, don't even do the story now. Don't do the story. We can't move on to the next story because It's horrific what happened, and you are trying to funny.
I didn't read ahead.
You didn't.
So here's what's sad, guys.
Okay.
I didn't read ahead, and I just saw a tiger, and I was like, oh, okay. How can I steer this? Oh, well, we talked about Tiger Woods earlier, and then I read the headline, and I was like, oh, this is much different.
Yeah, because, you know, the second word into the headline is
killed.
Whew. Yeah.
Kills.
Kills.
Tiger kills.
Yeah.
At the game of golf. Yeah!
No.
Also, a real-life actual tiger killed a female zookeeper at Hammerton Zoo Park in England on Monday, which is tragic and disgusting and terrible. The zookeeper, who has not been identified, died after a tiger entered an enclosure with her. The zoo was evacuated after the incident, though police confirmed that at no point did the animal escape its enclosure. An investigation is underway. So this woman was in the tiger enclosure? Why would you do that?
Well, that's what you do when you're a zookeeper, man. You get used to these animals, and they're wild animals.
Yeah.
Look at Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roy doesn't have a hand anymore.
Shut up. He lost his hand?
I think so. Didn't he? Didn't he lose? Like, he got mauled pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he lost a hand.
Thought so. Are you sure you're not thinking of like a Family Guy joke or maybe something? Didn't he really lose a hand?
I'm not sure which one, but I think, seriously, he couldn't do magic like he used to. Serious. It was pretty tragic. I don't know. I can't remember all the details on it, but I know that it was super weird after they came back.
That's horrorshish.
Oh.
Because they roar.
Stop it.
Do tigers roar, or is that lying? That was a lion.
No, they both do that. They both sound like that.
That was animalist of me, because that was speciesist.
Did you see the orangutan? There was a video that came out. I don't think... What's the, it's not a gorilla, it's not a chimpanzee, is an orangutan the kind of the medium-sized, like they're kind of reddish-brown, is that orangutan?
Yeah, and they got like long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This orangutan, somehow these poor people, they were just walking through the zoo and they were checking out the monkeys and the orangutans, all of a sudden an orangutan just, starts climbing out of the area that it was living in, just climbed up over the railing.
It was like Planet of the Apes.
And seriously, they
Did
were
start
all like
talking to him.
Is this orangutan supposed to be doing this? And it was seriously like leaving the area.
Yeah.
And there was nobody around except these people just walking down the sidewalk. I don't think this thing's supposed to come out. And it was.
Wow.
It was pretty crazy.
Speaking of, there's no G in orangutan.
Huh?
Orangutan.
Orangutan.
Orangutan. There's no G.
Orangutan.
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 By the way, a member of the Star Army also said the tiger got Roy's throat, not his hand.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right. Maybe he couldn't talk after that or something. Something like that.
Maybe. Man, if only, like, if he had taken an eye, so he'd have, like, a cool magician eye patch, and then you could literally call him the Eye of the Tiger.
Wow.
Which is kind of ironical, because didn't Survivor do that song?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
And he's a survivor.
Yeah. Man.
I should be a teacher and hand out awards. A woman in Vancouver left a can of hairspray in her hot car last week. And it exploded!
Did you see this picture?
It ended up embedded in her windshield. She posted a photo on Facebook. Look at that, dude. Here's why that's terrifying and dangerous. That actually happened to us.
Really?
When we were kids. Thank God nobody was in the car at the time. What happened was we went into the mall, went shopping, and you know, Foot Locker back in the day when you were kids, they always tried to sell you that stupid like spray that kept your shoes clean. And my mom was a sucker and bought that spray.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, we put on the new shoes. We kept, you know, old shoes, put them in the box. Totally cool. And so when we got, nobody cared about the old shoes. So we left the bag in the car, forgetting that we had bought the spray. Yeah, dude.
Same thing.
In a hot car, and it exploded and shot out the back window.
Wow.
First, yeah. I looked up because I thought maybe something fell, but then I noticed it was from the inside out, and I just, I was in shock, and then I realized what it was.
That's crazy. Huh. Okay. Never leave your hairspray in a hot car. I've got to add that to our PSA. Don't ever leave a pet, a baby, and a can of hairspray.
Yeah, ever.
All right.
Ever.
Tip of the day, guys.
Ever.
Never leave your hairspray unattended in your car on a hot and sunny day.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Two idiots in South Carolina are facing charges after they forced an alligator to drink a beer and posted photos of it on Snapchat.
Oh,
no, I'm serious.
I'm clicking the link.
They're being charged for the harassment of an alligator after photos were posted showing them pouring beer into his mouth.
I will never understand this. Like, why people want to do that to an animal.
Yeah, I don't even know. So what happened is they shared it to Snapchat. But guys, come on. Screenshot, yo. Once it was on Snapchat, people saved it. Shared it on Facebook. People lost their minds, including the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources. They were notified of the incident through email and social media. The animal was clearly not being handled properly. The photos show the gator's neck being tightly squeezed to get it to open up.
Wow.
One photo shows smoke being blown into the gator's mouth. Oh my gosh. Then they poured beer into his mouth, took photos to post on social media. Then they released the alligator and watched it swim away in a nearby pond.
Jeez.
They are being charged with misdemeanor harassing of wildlife. The charge comes with a maximum fine of $300.
Man.
But here's the thing. There's federal protection in place to ensure alligators are legally harvested for international trade. But, you know, I mean, that they're not. There's no, like, don't feed them beer law
right.
or something.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Quality Tam Tuesday. Tam will be joining us when we come back. It is such a good night to Scooby-Dee-Doo-Dee-Doo, 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 love. Vinyl Theater, My Fault. It's Star 88, 908.
High today of 83 degrees. Traffic! Of course, you know, because we need to do traffic. My computer's going to lock up and everything's going to be... I-40 West at Eubank, exit 165. This was reported about an hour ago, so I'm pretty sure it's done, but it's still showing up on my map. So I want to let you guys know there was an accident at the off-ramp, I-40 West at Eubank Boulevard. No other accidents to report at this time. In fact, everything's looking really smooth today. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Feel the power of love.
Guy's busted for doing 88 miles per hour in his DeLorean.
What did I tell you? 88 miles per hour! Woo!
Woo! Guy named Spencer White from Santa Clarita, California.
Santa Clarita?
Yeah, sure. He recently got himself a 1982 AMC DeLorean, which, of course, is the car from the Back to the Future movies.
Mm.
He took it out on the highway on Friday night, and he was driving, and he realized, wow, I'm going 85 miles an hour. Well, in Back to the Future, the DeLorean would travel back in time when it hit 88 miles per hour, so I'm going 85. I might as well just crank it up to 88, you know what I'm saying? Woo! I'd do the same thing. He just wanted to see what would happen, man. He didn't travel back in time, no.
He didn't travel back in time!
No, he didn't. He did get pulled over. Yeah, he just flew right by a cop.
The only thing he was traveling to was jail. Am I right?
Oh! Yeah, a cop pulled him over and gave him a speeding ticket.
Mm.
That makes him the second person to get a ticket for doing 88 in a DeLorean. There was a guy in England got pulled over. The exact same thing last year happened to him.
Wow.
That what an excuse. Officer, I was already going 85. I might as well have just pushed it up
crank
to 88.
Crank it to 88,
come
man.
On
I wanted
now,
to
let's
see.
Do this.
I wanted to see.
Tam is here, everybody. Wait.
Woo!
Oh. It's like, where'd she go?
I just need to spray. I'm here. Is my microphone on?
Yes.
I'm just going to do a quick spray. So it's going to smell like a
smell
girl
good.
In here.
You smell good.
No, I don't have anything on me.
But I smelt it already.
It's just, you did?
Yeah.
That's probably my hair.
Oh. Smell like a girl. Smell like a girly girl. It's all right. Oof.
Woo, that is, just take that in.
What is that? What kind of perfume is that?
It's a secret. It's called Quality Tam's perfume.
Oh.
I have my own line.
No kidding?
You guys may have already seen it on commercials and stuff, but...
Mmm, beautiful.
Yeah. What did I miss?
We were just talking about this guy who got busted for doing 88 miles per hour in his DeLorean.
Holy smokes. What's a DeLorean?
Oh.
Is that half the battle?
Oh, gosh.
Can you show me a picture of it?
You've never seen Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah, I have.
It's the
That's
car
what a DeLorean
back-
is-
Yeah.
What? I saw a car like that. At Calibers, the gun place, you know,
yeah.
shooting place.
The gun place?
I saw a car like that parked in the driveway.
Yeah.
And I was like, do they just take that around, like, maybe, like, shoot at? But it was the Back to the Future car.
Yeah. I was at a Chick-fil-A once and saw it in the drive-thru. It was full-on DeLorean with all the...
Do you think that, like, one person has it? Or, like, do you feel like it's, like, this thing that's it's mimicked all over the world?
It's mimicked all over the world.
Too bad it's not just one guy. That'd be cool.
Didn't we read something that they were actually coming out with? They were going to start making DeLoreans again?
Yeah.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah.
Because I would love to have a DeLorean, man.
Someone's skin is on this microphone.
Mine. Not mine, man.
It's disgusting.
That's what happens. Tam, how are you?
Guys,
I'm great. Know?
You know me and my movies and my mom and her movies. And so, therefore, I have her blood, which means I love movies, too. I saw a movie last night.
What'd you go watch?
And I, before I tell you what it was, I have to say, Steve-O's going to love it.
Oh, I bet I can guess what it is.
Wait! Don't ruin my thing. Don't guess
Pirates
yet.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Just, no.
Guardians
stop,
of the Galaxy.
No, quit asking. Here we go. So, the special effects were so cool. You immediately don't guess after I say this. Steve-O, don't.
Calm.
Or you, don't. The special effects, you knew who the director was once they started the storyline. You were like, this can only come from one person.
King Arthur.
It was amazing. And then, this will give it away. Hello, mate!
Yeah.
It was?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, it was King Arthur. Forget it.
It was just, King Arthur?
It was King Arthur. It was so good.
Yeah? I told you guys.
Holy smokes.
I haven't seen it yet, but every comment, no
Why
joke.
Would I be so stoked?
Because you'll like it.
Every
I've never seen it.
No, you'll appreciate the movie. You'll appreciate you're going to be like, you know how hard that was? Oh my gosh. Like us.
Guy
in this
Ritchie
room,
really.
Not
came
a lot
through,
of people
right?
can, yeah. yes. Not a lot of people can, like, reckon. I guess they can, which makes up the whole movie industry. But, like, there's just some days when you watch a movie and you're like, this had so much thought.
Yeah.
And the way you could tell they just took the time and it was funny and it was serious and it was scary and it was everything and it was
Plus
dramatic.
You got a little bit of eye candy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
well, eye candy.
My gosh. You boys always think
Jax
that.
Jax Teller. No, I can't. You know
Is that the name of the guy?
Well, that's he's
Is that
from
the name
Sons
of the guy
of
who didn't
That's
play
the character
Thor?
In Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. So he did a really great job because he was really funny, the main character. Yeah. Like, he was just quick-witted and everything else. But the way they brought stuff in, I thought was just genius. I mean, it was so fun to watch. There's a couple parts, like, if you're going to take your, like, I don't know if I'd take your kids. I don't know what
Good
you
fight
allow.
Scenes?
There's some great fight
Sweet.
Scenes. There's parts of, like, I don't know, kind of scandalous, but they don't, there's no nudity. The women are posed kind of as that a little bit, but I just wouldn't take your kids because we're not big on nudity at all. We're not big on the whole sex scene thing. That's not our thing. We don't like to go see movies like that. And my husband, just because he is who he is, he gently turns his head and says, "Hey, tell me when that's over."
He loved it though.
He loved it, and it was great. It was.
I'm not
it was
joking,
such
Tam.
A good movie.
What I do now before I go to movies, I'll go to Facebook and just read the comments on on whatever movie.
But what
it
if
is?
People blow like the ending?
That's okay. It doesn't bother me. They ruin it for me, but and usually they don't. Everybody's pretty good, but no joke. I read hundreds of comments. I couldn't find one negative comment. Everybody was like,
"Yeah,
I went into this movie thinking that you know it might not be the greatest movie, but I came out just thinking, wow, that just blew my mind." And everybody thought it was so good.
Now the part that there was some people did have an issue is like there was like some magic in the movie, and so like if you're offended by that kind of thing. Then you will be offended by this.
Why would you be offended by that?
Well, some people just are. They just don't.
Really?
They just feel like it's, you know, I don't want to go support this witchcraft crud. You know what I mean? They want to just, and there's, it's part of the movie though. You'll see, it's basically just like you, when you watch other movies, good versus evil. Yeah. It's the same kind of thing. And so that's what I took from that as well, is like the good versus evil.
Sword in the stone, man. That's what it's all about.
Yes. And
true story, right?
And guys, I've never read The Sword and the Stone.
Did you ever watch the cartoon? The Disney classic? Sword. Did you ever watch the Disney classic?
I never saw it.
Oh, damn.
I know. Wow.
That's one of my, I think my favorite cartoon as a kid.
Yeah.
Sword and the Stone.
And you know me, because I love spiritual things. Like, I'm like, how cool would it be? Like, I was like metaphoring everything in my mind. I do that with Spider-Man. I do that with all the stuff. Biblically, I always do that.
I hear you.
Just hidden in my heart.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Steve-O?
Yeah.
He's checking out.
Also, guys,
people are freaking out on the app right now. So we're rebooting the system, just so everybody knows, because it's kind of garbled and weird. And so,
oh no, operations managers, they can't hear so quality like, Tam. They're freaking out.
No, that's not what.
You know what I would have you give you do for like a theme song to come in, except I just can't bring myself for you to do it because I just feel like it's too arrogant and I don't want that being sung. I don't feel what she's saying, but I feel that beat. Guess which song it is.
I don't know.
If I were you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. Remember that song?
I don't know.
The words are kind of ridiculous and cocky, and that's why I don't want it to be played. But the beat by Meghan Trainor, it's called Thank You or something. I don't know what it's called.
Huh.
I don't know. It's after a new album.
I don't know.
And I was thinking about that, you know, like what theme song could we too have?
Arrogant. Too arrogant. You don't need a theme
song.
But
what if we just did the music?
Nah, I don't know, Tam. You don't need a theme song.
Just say hey.
Just come in.
I don't need a theme song. I just feel like it's so, you know, boring if I was like, oh, and Tam's here.
Yeah. I will say you sent it great over the weekend.
Thank
service.
You. You were here?
I was here. I went to the Saturday night, 6:30 service.
Cool.
And Tom Doyle was our guest speaker.
Yeah.
Missionary.
Laid it down.
Tom Doyle laid it down. And I didn't get a chance to talk about this yet this morning, but I loved what he had to say about the Muslim community.
Oh, yeah.
And refugees. Because there is such a divide right now in our country. It's been for a little bit ever since.
Totally.
You know, President Trump putting the ban on refugees and Muslims. And I love what he had to say about it because he's so right. And this guy, Tom Doyle, shared some stories of Muslims having visions and dreams of Jesus.
And you can't make that stuff up, man.
No. And even right here in the United States, like having the opportunity to just walk up to a Muslim that's working at a gas station and just allowing God to open up the opportunity and finding out that this Muslim has been having dreams for, he said, like 40 years.
And what's so interesting about praying for that specifically is just that, because I pray for that for a lot of my other friends who are not Muslim. I pray that God would reveal himself to them in dreams and visions. I do. I just pray that. And I believe it with all my heart. And but what's so specific about that too is just that these people understand spiritual sides of things. It's not that they're fighting if there is a God.
Yeah.
It's just about, is this the true God or is this the true God?
Right.
And so for people who really are open to the spiritual things, I encourage them to seek out the truth. I encourage them to be open to change, just as if they're open to change for everything else in the world, but this one thing they don't want to be open to change for. So I pray that God would soften their heart and give them a heart of flesh, not a heart of stone. I pray the verses that come to me from Isaiah. And Tom's wife actually gave me a scripture, and she was just kind of giving me different things to pray for different people. And it was so beautiful. I was like, oh my goodness. She was so spot on. And it's really about letting God do the work. Mm-hmm. And so we're not to be judgmental. And then how he was saying, that not all Muslims are like out to get you. Like you have to be very, and I'm happy that he said that because, you know, we get stuck in these things where we feel that everybody's bad. And if they believe in this one thing, that all of a sudden they're going to kill us.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
That's what we think. And so we're afraid because we're uneducated and we need to be educated on these things.
That was the biggest thing for me. And I felt convicted and I hope everybody did because whenever I see a Muslim family, I'm not scared, but I'm not quick to make them feel comfortable. You know, I just kind of, I'm kind of like that with everybody. I'm shy and just don't really want to talk to anybody and just want to get in and out wherever I'm at. Mm-hmm. But just hearing how, you know, stories that they shared from Muslim people that live here and how they feel like they're just monsters.
Yeah.
And these are just loving people who just want to live in peace and raise their family up with love.
Yeah.
And they get ostracized, you know?
You know, earlier this morning, you guys were talking about, I was driving to rehearsal, and you had talked about being bullied and stuff when you were younger. And just those deep feelings of that pain and that hardship that goes on. I was also bullied when I was younger. And so there's just this feeling of just rejection that you feel, that you're just like, why are you laughing? Like, you don't need to be. Or why are you judging me? Or why are you looking at me like that? Or why aren't you treating me like you're treating other people? And there may be subtle things that someone will do that can be very bully-like. And we have to be really careful with that, because regarding the Muslim people, there's like, you really have to be very careful not to bully them. And you may be doing it on accident.
Yeah, you may not even realize it.
And in all reality, just because you've been scared because of what you've watched on the news or what you've heard through the grapevine or what you've heard just that's been hearsay, it's really important for you to do research on that before you put your, and that's with anything.
Yeah.
As with anything, but this seems to be such a topic just because of our national news and things that go on behind the scenes with that, with radical Muslims and things like that. So it's really important to just be educated on this topic. And if you didn't hear it, I think you should go back and listen to it.
Oh my gosh.
Go to CalvaryABQ.org.
It was so good, because I think a lot of times, you know, we feel like we have to leave the country to go on a mission trip. Mm-hmm. We have to, you know, to be used by God, we have to leave here. We have to leave our home. And that's not the case. I mean, sure, you got to leave your house, but you can do it right here in our city.
Right.
The mission field is here.
Right.
And so when you think about these refugees, you think about these Muslim families that are coming into America, that's your mindset. Those are those new eyes that you have to have.
Right.
How can I love these people? And how can I...
Not how can I change these people.
Right.
I love that you said that. How can I love these people?
Right.
Not how can I change
God
these people.
Let God do that.
That's right.
God is the one who does that.
So that reminds me. I just spoke this past Saturday. So I led worship, and then I ran over to Spectrum, which is a student ministry, a high school, mid school, and they asked me to teach. And I was talking about that, and I was talking about some issues that come up. And so I was encouraging the kids because also, you know, yeah, they're students right now, but as an adult, I told them, you know, I have good news and bad news. The good news is you can find ways to get through these things, and you can trust God and learn more about Him so that you can be, stronger, more confident in what you're doing,
right,
to get through these issues. The bad news is guys, this doesn't leave. Like, when you become an adult, it's not like it just disappears. It just has more baggage when you become an adult. And so I was just encouraging these kids to really look at life like that, that you're to use that love. And I used the example of the woman at the well. I talked about all the junk that she had in her life, and Jesus called her out on it and was like, yeah, you don't have, go get your husband. Well, I don't have a husband. That's right. You've had five husbands, and the man that you're with right now isn't your husband. And so she's obviously having relational issues.
Yeah.
Like she's having relationship problems. I don't know if she has daddy issues. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what's happening with this woman, but I know that there's pain. And so we related to her pain. And then we talked about, are we burying that pain, or are we being honest and open? Now, here comes the question is, well, I'm dealing with my pain, but how are you dealing with your pain? You got coping mechanisms for alcohol. You got whatever other kind of substance abuse. But also, who are you talking to about it? Are you talking to yourself about it?
Yeah.
Are you completely approaching this without God in mind? Because He's the one who created you. He's the one who can bring you out. We create messes of ourselves and other people because we're born into a disgusting world. It's a ripple effect, and it affects us. And there's things that have happened to us. So it's encouraging them that it's not okay what happened. And there are some things that aren't your fault. But if you approach that with love and you say, you know what, I'm going to give forgiveness just as I've been forgiven, that doesn't make them right. And also, with Tom Doyle and him talking about these different things, it doesn't make the people who are giving Muslims a bad name, it doesn't make them right, doesn't make it okay.
Yeah.
But we should still be extending that love, you know,
right,
what I mean? And really using that just regularly in our life and in the process of how we work through things and deal with things.
Yeah, so just make them feel welcome, you know?
Yeah.
Love that. I have a neighbor, he has a sign out in his front yard, and it's in English and in Arabic, and it says, if you are from another country, you are welcome. Mm. Glad you're here. And, you know, it's directed, I mean, it's in Arabic below that. So, I mean, it's directed towards, you know, Muslims that are coming into our neighborhood. They want, you know, I love that. You know, it's a sign like, hey,
you are welcome.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Right.
Glad you're here.
You want to use wisdom and use discernment, But if you're not, and again, like this is from my perspective of having a believing Christian mindset, because I've done the research and believe what I believe because I truly believe it, not because somebody told me or someone's convinced me of it. I've had to do the hard work, and there was a year that I was wrestling with this stuff, going back and forth and researching what I need to research and opening my mind to what is the truth, what God, I'm really seeking this. And so if your mindset is not to, honor God in what you're doing and also to please Him first, then you're going to have a lot of selfish motives and you're going to be really, really tainted by the pain and the baggage that we bring into the situation. Mm. So sometimes that just, we project that onto other people. And so I would challenge us to look inward and to start asking God to clean us out from the inside, you know, and so that we can pour out purity.
Good, so you're saying that King Arthur was good.
So I'll have to say that movie was incredible.
Thank you for that movie review, Tam.
Beautiful.
Thank you. That was a solid movie review.
Tam, I'm glad you said that.
Whatever makes Steve-O talk.
I've been wanting to see it ever since it came out.
You're going
to
love it.
I can't wait. I'm going right after the show, guys.
I was trying to recount what happened, like how we got here, and it was like, right, we were totally talking about King Arthur.
Well, I switched topics.
It's okay, Dex.
I wanted
to
talk about Tom Doyle. Which,
I know. He's been talking about it this whole morning.
Well,
like,
I haven't
mentioned
it on the air yet.
No, to me. That's what I'm saying. He's been talking to me about it all morning.
So you guys, like Tam said, hit the podcast at calvaryabq.org. Mm-hmm. And
man,
it is so good. I think we all need to hear this message, you know? And just let God work, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Love it. All right, when we come back, you are a daughter.
I'm a daughter.
So I found this little survey that they did on if fathers treat daughters better than sons. Do you have brothers?
I can't wait for this.
Do you have brothers?
Yeah, I do. I have a brother.
All right, good. So when we come back, we'll find out, because I have a daughter and two sons.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve-O has three sons.
Three little dudes.
585-LIVE if you want to text in. It's Quality Tam Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Tiger Woods arrested for driving under the influence.
Japan's Takuma Sato passed to Elio Castroneves with 5 laps remaining and won this year's Indy 500 by 0.2 seconds.
The 101st Indianapolis 500 is won by Takuma Sato.
Sato's the first Japanese driver to win the Indy 500 on ABC. On the NASCAR track, Austin Dillon won the longest race of the year, the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte, his first NASCAR Cup race victory.
Austin Dillon wins at Charlotte.
President Trump has been briefed about North Korea's latest missile launch.
8 people killed in a Mississippi shooting rampage over the weekend.
59-year-old German Bernhard Langer wins the senior PGA championship.
Greg Allman, the iconic keyboardist and lead singer of the Allman Brothers Band, has died.
Green Bay, Wisconsin gets the top spot as the drunkest city in America.
An Alaska volcano that has been active for nearly 6 months has erupted again.
Computer problem grounded hundreds of British Airways flights out of London over the weekend. The airline getting back to normal.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, sales into the top spot at the holiday weekend box office.
It is 9:36.
High today of 83 degrees. Traffic. There's an accident to report. I-25 northbound at Montgomery. That's exit 228. Again, I-25 north at Montgomery. There's an accident reported there. No other accidents to report at this time. You know, normal construction, slowing things down. 12th Street between Indian School and Manal. The roadway is reduced to one lane there due to construction. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Welcome to the show, everybody. Quality Tam Tuesday.
Welcome.
So, I saw this morning and wanted to discuss it because I have a daughter.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get called out by my sons that I'm treating her different. Researchers of a new study have found that fathers of toddler daughters tend to be more attentive to their children compared with fathers with sons.
Fathers of toddler daughters, or are we going into teens? We're talking just toddlers?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Let's see. Jennifer was measurement from Emory University in Atlanta, and colleagues monitored the interaction of fathers and their toddler children over a 48-hour period and found a striking difference with the way fathers spoke to and played with their children depending on the child's gender. Fathers of girls spend about 60% more time attentively responding to their child than those with sons. They also spend about 5 times more whistling and singing with their daughter and talking more openly about emotions such as sadness. Fathers of boys, on the other hand, were observed to spend about 3 times as long daily engaging in rough and tumble play with their children. They also tend to use more words linked to achievements such as win, best, and proud. I think of that as a father of a daughter, I want to always make sure the number one thing in my mind, because it was told to me over and over again once I had a daughter, that I have to do everything I possibly can to make sure that my daughter will never find the love and attention in another man
than from
her father. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a point when I know that she's gonna find somebody. I get that. But as a child, as a young lady, as my daughter who still lives with me under my roof, I want her to always know that her father loves her unconditionally, and I'm going to try and treat her with love and respect, and I'm going to be gentle with her. And I'm not as gentle with the boys.
You're that's a sexist. Sure. That's why.
I'm not as gentle.
You're a sexist.
And I think it has
equal
to do
rights
with,
for everyone.
I think it has to do with, you know, like it said in the survey, guys like to wrestle.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we want our boys to be strong. And so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Steve-O, do you want to talk first? Do you want me to jump on this?
I don't know. I think like a member of the Starmie who chimed in on Facebook Live, Aaron, was like, well, yeah, you have to, don't you? And it's just that they're created differently. Yeah. So it's not that you're treating one, quote, better than the other. I do think there's something to be said about like how we put the gloves on for our daughters. And it's like, you know, the white, you know, because she's got to handle everything with care because they can't. They're going to fall apart if you handle something. No. I don't necessarily agree with that sentiment, but I mean, boys and girls, they're different.
They're just different. Girls are, they are, see, and this is the thing, like some women out there would not agree with this, but you guys are more fragile in ways.
See, and I think that's from a dad's perspective, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think you put the white gloves on and you're like, oh my gosh, because this was a survey specifically for toddlers.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, my perception is this little girl's going to break because she can't do anything on her own. But a 4-year-old boy, you're like, deal with it. Rub some dirt on it because you're a boy and that's what you do.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, daughter.
I love that dads want to be protective and that they are and that they should be.
Yeah.
Coming from psychology, having to do some studies, some case studies on both differences for male and female, what that looks like, there are the majority, I will not say all, there is a difference between men and women. It is biologically found. It is proven. It is statistical. You can look it up. Okay. That's a truth. The other side of it is that your environment plays a large part. Okay. I am much more, bent towards acting like a boy. I love to roughhouse. I love to play sports. I like to lift stuff. If someone's moving, I'm like, oh, I'll just help you move. It doesn't cross my mind one moment that like, oh no, I can't do that. I've always just been into that. That's just kind of and I've been kind of tough, right? Like my whole life, like tough, like whatever. And you guys know, I'm very in your face. I hope I do it with love. If you can combine those two sentences together.
Was that because your dad treated you?
When I was little.
Like, did he treat you like a boy?
He was very affectionate with me as a little girl. I also remember, and we're going to go TMI here. We're going to get there. We're going to do
the morning
this.
Invasion. We do it every day.
When I was a toddler, I remember being a toddler. That's half the battle for a lot of people. I remember my dad working really, really hard. He worked like 3 jobs when I was little. And my mom worked as well. And so I remember they would really pour into us, and we would sit down, we'd have dinner together. My parents say that our upbringing was a little rougher than what we remember. And that was because my parents made it easier for us to remember good memories than it was to remember the bad memories. When we were tiny, I didn't realize how poor we were when we were little, little baby ones. But as we got older and I saw, things started panning out and my dad's business, hit off really well and things like that were happening. It was beautiful, but then you can look back with a little bit less pain because when you look back, my parents were having a hard time. So you mix in the stress of raising a child and not knowing what you're doing in with I'm terrified for them because you're bringing your own baggage, like we talked about earlier, having to deal with what you went through or seeing other people be treated the wrong way. So this plays a part in how you protect your children.
Yeah.
When it comes to a girl and a boy, when they're kids, period, there shouldn't be favoritism. You have to be very, very careful. Like Steve-O was saying, you're treating them different, there shouldn't be favoritism, but treating them different as in like you would with every child, because sometimes you're going to have a boy who is very, very sensitive. And the way you roughhouse with him that you may be able to do with your daughter or other sons, you may not be able to do that with your son.
Yeah.
It doesn't make them like, oh, you're just dainty and you're a girl, because now you got to take that back because, what happens when the girl loves to roughhouse too?
Yeah.
So really just, it's really about treating them different. I really love that phrasing, is treating them different because you're aware of their personality. You're aware of how their feelings are impacting their life.
Yeah.
You're aware of what impacts them and what impacts their emotions. So I think just being aware of that is the larger part than saying, okay, do men treat girls different than boys? If I'm talking about the reality of the situation, is that's a yes. I think people do treat girls differently than boys when they're little. And they say, oh, you have to wear the dresses. My mom will still tell you till this day, like, she would put those little pantyhose things on me,
mm-hmm.
and I would rip them off, or I would tear them on the playground, or I hated dresses. I would cry, be like, I don't like them. Now I can get in a dress and be like, yeah, this is so much better. You know what I mean? But for the majority, you're going to see me, like, look at today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in a jean jacket or jean vest and tennies and torn pants.
Can I borrow that jean jacket?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
And so you see that coming in. I mean, yeah, they're going to treat you differently, but my dad, here's the root of it, is my dad still gave me love. He gave me attention and he gave me affection. That is not to say that if you give your daughter love and affection and attention and you treat her with love and respect, that she's going to find that, in her life, that she's going to want to mimic that. However, that she will be more like, she will lean more towards that. She will, statistically speaking, the children that you raise lean towards what they grew up in, or they say, I am not going to have anything to do with what raised me. I'm going to be completely opposite, and they become an extremist. Mm. And they say, I'm going to go totally on this end so that nobody has to ever treat me this way, or I don't have to succumb to this or submit to that or whatever it might be. So it's really about a balance. It's about having a balance and making sure that you're in tune with listening to your child.
Yeah.
Now, letting them decide certain things when they're younger, that things are for boys, things are for girls, things that are like tangible, like that are facts, like, boys and girls have different body parts. You have to go with this whole transgender bathroom thing. There was a unisex bathroom, like, back in the day. That's what we did. That's just what we didn't call it, a unisex bathroom or a transgender whatever. We called it a bathroom. And so people could go in and there was one stall. And so, like, little things that are kind of becoming a little bit taboo these days to talk about, you still need to remember that when you're raising your kids, you still have to talk to them about those things. And that's going to, they're going to ask you questions. Why am I a girl? Why am I a boy? And if they don't ask you, they're going to ask their friends, they're going to ask their teachers, they're going to ask somebody else, or they're going to think it in them, within themselves. What makes me different than this other person? So I would say to be in tune with those questions that they're asking, and also be in tune with what affects them emotionally, because you can't treat everyone the same. That's just what typical with kids. And this is me not having children, so I'm sure the live line's going to blow up and be like, Tam, you don't know what you're talking about. But in working with kids and in being in psychology, as well as behind the spiritual things of studying this, this is like something huge that I love to study, specifically women.
this kind of thing stands out all the time. My parents always treated me this way, and I'm going to be completely opposite now. Or my dad left at this age, or my mom left at this age, and now I just have all this pain. So I'm going to outwardly express that pain by doing something completely out of my character and becoming this and this. So just like people say, you can't take all the credit for doing for the good that they do. You can't take all the credit for the bad that they do. Yeah. And remembering that Adam and Eve had a perfect father, and they still screwed up. And I remember that was the best advice someone ever gave me. And again, I don't even have kids, but I think about that and just remember that you should be treating your kids with love. You should be giving it to them, not so that they don't. That's a byproduct of it. Mm-hmm. But do it because you genuinely love them. You genuinely want to spend time with them, and you do want to be aware and take the time to know what affects them, both good and bad.
The researchers also conducted MRI brain scans on the fathers who participated in the study and found that when dads of daughters saw the image of their child wearing happy, sad, or neutral expressions, the areas of their brain known to be associated with reward and emotion regulation lit up more compared with their counterparts with sons. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that.
But you would naturally relate to someone that you feel, or you would naturally feel more comfortable with someone who you think you can relate to.
Yeah.
Because I'm anxious to see how these relationships were.
Why am I honestly, I'm more worried about my daughter than my sons.
Can I bring up a sticky subject?
Yeah.
It might be because the majority, not all, but a lot of men think very differently about women.
Yeah.
In their desires, in the way in which they approach women, within their pleasures. And maybe, when you imagine that being your daughter, that's scary.
Yeah, maybe it's because... I'm a dude, and I know how guys think, and I know how they are, and it scares me to death.
Because again, some girls think crazy too.
Yeah,
true. But if we're talking about the majority here, it's like, oh, I know how I was.
Yeah.
And if that's my daughter now that I put my daughter as that face of the person that I was either lusting after or wanted to sleep with or wanted to do this and this with. It's scary, and it really makes you angry as a man or as a father.
But at the same time with my sons, and I just now realize this, I need to be doing a better job of talking to them about how they treat women. You
absolutely.
Know? Like, I don't have that conversation very often anymore with my sons.
So
about
you
that.
Nailed it on the head, I think, because and Steve-O having three boys. And all of them, I can only imagine how those three kids are totally different. I bet they have some similarities, but totally different. And they're at an interesting age right now. You as well, like your son is how old? 15?
15, 13, and 11.
So my dad used to take me on daddy-daughter dates. And I've shared this with a couple people here on staff, some of my teammates as well, is that I cannot tell you how valuable those daddy-daughter dates are, and it may sound dainty to some people. Well, I don't want to be. Don't focus on the words. Don't focus on the. You're trying so hard for the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Be open to this, because when you spend quality time with one of your children, a girl or a guy, and you're able to pour into their life, they trust you ultimately. Even when they have attitude, and they just cop that attitude sometimes in the middle of the day, and you're like, "Where did you learn that? Where did that come from? What are you doing?" They still trust you at the heart of it. Naturally, you're the one who has raised them. You're the one who's been helping them along the way. They're getting their stuff from you. Not all of it, but they're picking up stuff from you. And so when my dad would show me, a lot of girls hate this. They're like, I can open my own door. Guys, I'm not trying to fight it. I can open my own door too, but I want to allow my husband to enjoy that moment to open my door.
Yeah, just because you don't guys open, like to do that.
And just because you don't open your door for your wife or your girlfriend or whatever doesn't make you a jerk either. Yeah. But it does show a sign of just servanthood. And so sometimes you got to, as a strong, independent woman, I have a husband who wants to take care of me. And in his mind, taking care of me is a lot like what my dad used to teach me when I was younger.
Yeah.
And so that was, when we're having a disagreement, you don't scream at each other. Lower your voice, take a couple deep breaths. We're going to talk about this, but we're not going to talk about this until we're ready.
Yeah.
Things like that have really, really helped me along the way. Because in relationships, I have gone to that point where I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. It's not solving anything.
Yeah.
And they may have made me so angry, and it may be, they may have done
all these wrong things, but me being able to respond the right way is going to be aiding in a right in the situation, not another wrong. Mm. And so just keeping that stuff in mind, what you're teaching your kids when they're younger, I think you nailed it, is being able to say, hey, I'm going to have these conversations with my sons and with my daughters, and I'm going to show them the best that I can. And yeah. God will bless that.
585 Live, if you want to text in, 585-5483. Mm. Or you can call us 338-3700.
What's the live line saying? Are you talking about superheroes?
No, I'm not. Not at all. Let's see. We got one right here that says, is Tam still talking? another one says, does Tam even
don't
have
listen
kids?
To him, Tam. Don't
the
listen.
Next one says, should she quit talking about children since she doesn't have them?
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Don't
listen
those
to are
him,
literally Tam. The only three comments.
I love everything
on the live
you
line.
Said. That's I all. Love that's,
I take it.
Thing that's you fine. Said. That's you fine. Are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You are beautiful. And don't let the haters get
no
you.
No matter
down.
What they say, words can't
boom!
Bring you
no,
down.
That's
they can't
reach. Can bring you down.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Yeah, there you go, guys. What are they saying on Facebook Live? Anything? Are
yeah,
they saying
we got anything. They've all...
Joel said to keep being awesome, guys. Oh. You keep being awesome, Joel.
How come Buck hasn't called in
Joel's
yet?
Awesome.
What does Buck think about what I'm saying?
I don't know. Buck, I spent some time with him yesterday. Went over for a little barbecue.
Little lunch.
Somebody did say, Aaron says you should be a counselor. There you go.
Aaron who? Oh, Bucky?
No, Aaron, no.
Oh.
No.
Bucky?
No.
No.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I'm actually meeting with someone today because I'm going to get my master's.
Nice!
You're getting your master's?
Sure am.
Oh, the universe! E-Man. She's a huge She-Ra person.
In communication disorder.
That's good.
Oh, you're going
that's
back good. To school?
Yeah.
To get your master's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought you were like, yeah. They're handing you the master's.
Because when I retire, that's what I want to do is, yeah, I play golf. Just kidding. Yeah, when I retire, I'd like to just talk about really tough issues and deal with all the people who held it in for years. And then work with the kids who haven't had a chance to hold it in, a ton of it in yet, and hopefully change their outlook on life. So
that's awesome.
They can.
You're good with that. And I think that's a quality that you...
Quality.
Yeah. See what I did
except,
there?
Except, I don't know if you know this, but when you are in therapy...
Here we go.
Usually... The person with the problems is the one doing
talking.
All the talking. Yeah. So you're going to have
to
try and
listen. I know how to listen. You asked me my opinion of this, and therefore I gave it to you.
You're going
to
be rich because I feel like somebody's going to come in with a problem, and they're going to give like a 2-minute assertion
just
on something.
Just for me to shut up.
And it's going to
they're going to pay me.
You're going to spend 43 minutes on the introduction, and then it's going to be like,
sorry,
well,
you got to come back for
that's
7 hours.
That's 1 hour. And they're going to be like, man,
sorry,
I feel...
Sorry, sucker.
I feel so much better.
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding. People chiming in saying, thanks, Tam. Where did it go? For sharing your wisdom as a father of 4 young children, including 1 daughter. I agree with you that these things are very important. I think they will serve you well if and when God allows you to have children.
Aww.
Somebody said, I'm 1 of 4 daughters, and my dad used to take us all individually on daddy-daughter dates. It was priceless. Those are
awesome.
Some moments I will never forget.
I gotta do more of that, man. The last date I went on with my daughter, we went to the mall, and I was eating a chicken sandwich. And there was a ladybug on my chicken sandwich. I was so bummed. I was so hungry, and I was enjoying my chicken sandwich, and I looked down, and there's a ladybug just chilling on my chicken sandwich.
I could picture you being like, ah, like you were probably so mad. But you guys. Okay, side note for seriousness, and then I have to go
so
to something really
comments.
Funny. Okay. If you have not been raised with this, we don't want to reject the people who are like, yeah, well, this is great for everyone else because my parents were just mess ups and they screwed me over. That's real life. And we understand that. And this is where I do encourage that you do get some counseling or that you do talk these things out because you don't have to do things the same way that your parents did. And just because you were rejected and just because you were hurt and wounded, you can take another road. You can take another path. And that's important. Also, remember not to blame the wrong guy. So say you were raised in like a Christian home or people who claim to love God. Remember to don't follow the followers of Jesus. You follow Jesus yourself. And if you're not following Jesus, you're like, nah, Jesus isn't my thing right now. Well, I pray that God would spur on truth within your heart, within your spirit. And that you would know because you're not going to be able to do this without him. That may sound arrogant. It may sound narrow-minded, but I'm telling you that try it. Just try
beautiful.
It. And then on a second note, before he reads that comment, you guys, you just said that you found a ladybug on your sandwich. I left service on Saturday night I stopped by Taco Cabana and I got a salad. And my last bite, guess what I bit into?
A cockroach.
Guess what I almost swallowed? Cockroach. A rubber band.
A rubber band?
Like, come on.
Oh, man.
It was disgusting.
And then you could have gotten lots of money.
I tried. Because they're like, oh, they probably thought like you put it in there.
Read the comment.
Read the comment.
We gotta go.
Jay Marie said, it is difficult in this time to raise daughters who feel empowered, not feeling less than others. Our society is extremes, either a career-focused hard bleep or a wimpy doormat who is an object to someone's affection. Independence in a woman is often seen as threatening to a man. Add hypersensitivity and political correctness to all of this, and it creates some real challenges. Balance is a very fine line when raising our kids.
Tam, before we leave, I want to give you something. I want to give you an award. Okay?
Okay.
We've been giving out awards all morning to people that deserve them.
Is this like that teacher who gave the kid like a terrorist award or something?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. We didn't give any kids a terrorist award.
I know, but there's a teacher that are you going to give me one?
I'm going to give you one.
Oh, great.
This award goes out to Tam.
Mm.
It's called the In the Air Tonight Award. It's for you. Here you go. And slide it your way. Here it is.
Tam may not have kids, but she is someone's child. She has the experience of having been raised and seeing others being raised and those effects of it. The quote, you can't say anything because you don't have kids, is a prideful, stupid defense.
Yeah!
Oh!
Yeah!
Good for you.
Love you, Tam. Some wisdom in your words, man. Thank you for being awesome.
Love you too, Starmies.
By the way, who orders a salad at Taco C? Am I right?
Guys, am I right? I'm working on those, you know.
Weird, man.
Those have a great day, Tam.
Thank you, Starmie.
Enjoy the rubber band.
Ew.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Miss you guys already.
Okay, bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.